This is PFW in Progress.
The best undiscovered female voices will sing on this stage tonight with one definite goal: to win your vote. You decide their destiny. You make the call. The competition is on. Let's go. This is
PFW in Progress with Fred Kirsch.
I like that, Fred.
I think it was a complete and utter mess. It didn't work. It was all over the place. You were forgetting your words. It just didn't work.
Lightly.
I really, really, really hated that. Sorry.
Paul Perillo.
Are you drunk?
No, not at all.
I thought it was ridiculous.
And Andy. And Andy?
Last week you indicated that you are on a different page.
Let's just redefine that as correct page.
Andy Hart.
Now, being serious, I watched the show back, and I have to say, if I was giving myself marks out of 10, I'd give myself a 10.
Some guy named Tom.
The reality is, it is actually more than just singing. It is about personality. It's about the right choice of song. You can't come up on a stage like tonight and be in your own world and hope that you're going to interest the American audience, because they're going to forget that performance three performances later. So not your best night by a mile.
And you never know, Rory might stop by.
You are cute. You're likable. Nice. I think America, if they haven't already, are going to fall in love with you.
PFW in Progress.
There's nothing much you can do. And there were parts during the performance where it was actually painful. It didn't work. You can't keep doing this week after week after week. Sorry.
It's Thursday, April 17th. This is PFW in Progress on Patriots.com radio. And finally, after weeks of having awful Thursday content, we finally have a lot of football news to talk about today, fellas, and we're going to get to that very quickly. Since our last show, the NFL schedule has come out. Bill Belichick has spoken. Vince Wilfork even had a press conference yesterday, so we're going to get to all that and a bunch of other things, football and otherwise. Eric the Leg Scalavino sitting in again today.
Seacrest, out!
PFW editor Paul Perillo back in the house after his great appearance on NFL Network the other day. How'd that go for you, fella?
It was
still going.
It's good. We'll talk about that too. Head staff writer, is that what we're going with again?
Right now I'm PFW
draft expert. That's right. I forgot. Tom Casale, PFW draft expert.
Richard, head staff writer.
Yeah. And Andy Hart, assistant editor of PFW. Gary Grodecki back. How you feeling, Gary? You weren't looking too well the other day. It's a good thing the Pope's in town.
I'm already bored.
We're going to have to bring...
The show started a minute ago, and I'm already bored.
Come on, you're going to make him cry. He's been sensitive lately.
Relax. So anyway, guys, the schedule is out. We now know where we're going. We've got two back-to-back trips to the West Coast, one in October, one in December. We've got a bye week in week four, which upsets some people, Paul. I don't know if you... If you've noticed, I've
never seen you so upset. I was stunned. I've never seen you so. I mean, Andy has
Who
made fun
he'd
of you.
Thought he be against bye week?
Andy has made fun of you in
That's BYE
with comments similar to that for months on end. I've never seen you as upset as you were when you found out the bye week was in September.
Well, because I had a feeling we were going to get at least one back-to-back West Coast thing. I mean, two. Yeah, all right. That took me by surprise. I'll give you that. But the bye week in week four, the bye week is important. When it comes to, you know, trying to prep for the playoffs down the stretch, you want that week. You know, the way they had it last year was perfect. Came after the Indy game, very emotional game that they won, and they could go and take a week off and rest, and then they, you know, refocus for the playoffs. So you get it in week four. They have three games, and then they got to take a break. I don't know.
I just don't see why it angers you so.
Well, you know, some things set you off.
A lot of things set me off.
Stay out of those things.
But we should talk about Eric, you asked Bill yesterday with the two trips to the West Coast, the back-to-back games on the West Coast, consideration for staying out there. And without saying yes, he came as close to saying yes that they've talked about it. It's definitely a consideration. I get a strong feeling there's a good chance the Patriots stay out there twice on the West Coast.
No, I can't wait.
That means you'll have PFW in Progress live from San Diego and what's the other one? San Francisco?
How exactly is that going to happen?
I don't know.
Same way it happened at the Super Bowl.
I just
right?
assumed we'd have an ISD line. We'd PDF it.
At the Super Bowl, FTP, we had all our people out there.
Well, that's true. That's a good point.
Boy, my schedule just got even lighter.
Do you guys have to come back to finish the paper?
Andy's not coming back. He's getting a week vacation on the West Coast
twice.
We have
to finish it out
just,
there, probably.
For the record, I was looking. Remember San Diego a couple years ago had all those East Coast trips?
Yeah.
They did not have a back-to-back
They didn't.
Right. No.
And so, the Jets don't. The Jets get screwed because they have four, like, separate trips.
Yeah.
The Jets really get screwed in this one, I think. I think this is the best. If you have these, I think it's a good scenario to have. Just, now, assuming the players don't treat it like I'm going to treat it and aren't booking trips to Alcatraz.
When I looked at the schedule, the game that kind of stood out to me is probably the toughest game is the home game against Denver, because you have the two back-to-back West Coast trips. It's the night game against San Diego. Then you come home and you're playing a team that traditionally gives you trouble with Mike Shanahan as the head coach. Mm-hmm. So that was the game I was kind of looking at, that one where it might not look that hard on paper, but you got to figure the Broncos are going to be better this season.
I just assume when it says Broncos-Patriots that you're in trouble. You're in a dogfight because
Think that's going to be a tough game after that, because you got to figure the Chargers game is going to be a very physical, emotional game in San Diego. So.
Plus, let's be honest, the Broncos got rid of that defensive albatross that is Bill Bates. No, Jim Bates. I've gone full circle on him. He was putting him in the Super Bowl last year, and he's going to do it again this year by leaving.
Yeah, I think the Broncos, just because of, as Tom said, the logistics of how it falls. I mean, I don't think Denver's going to be a great team, but where you come off of those two back-to-back West Coast games.
So you're not just booking them 16-0 like everybody else?
No, I think they're.
Holy Moses.
I think they'll probably win that Denver game, but I think that's a. I agree with the reasoning that that's kind of a tough spot.
I come out with the same thing I do most years at this time, 12-4.
Well, that's the other thing too. We mentioned it, I think, at the end of Tuesday's show, was the strength of schedule was determined the other day as well, and the Patriots are, you know, dead last. 387, I think, is the winning percentage of their opponents.
And it would be expected because they play the AFC East and the NFC West, two of the worst divisions in football. So
and we discussed how, first of all, you have a huge step in that direction when you play the Dolphins twice and they're 1-15, but I saw that somebody who's smarter than I did the math, removed the Dolphins, and they're still second
to
worst. They only jump one team if you remove the Dolphins from the equation. So,
did that person remove the worst team from everybody else's?
I don't know.
Wouldn't that be apples to apples?
I don't know.
I just think it is what it is. I mean, they had a tough schedule last year, and they went 16. You know what I mean? They went 16-0 with a tough schedule. You don't know which teams are going to be good. You have to add in the traveling now this year across the country. You never know.
And there's some tough games that they traveled. I think, you know, at Seattle and at San Diego.
Those aren't easy games.
Not only are you traveling 3,000 miles to play them, but you're playing teams that can beat you once you get there. I think San Francisco and Oakland are games that I think become a little bit tougher because of the travel, but they're games that you should win. I think Seattle and San Diego are two teams that, you know, here or there would be formidable opponents, and, you know, you throw in the travel, as Tom mentioned. I think those are games that are certainly losable games, you know, when you're talking, as Andy put it, the 16-0 stuff that's already circulating. Let's just worry about, you know, as Bill says, fielding a team.
Everybody automatically has them at, 23 straight regular season games before they play
the
Chargers.
I'm on board with that one.
Now, is that a new record? Are they going to have to redo the lobby again and put some new footballs out there?
Yeah, is it 19 already a record?
So it was 19 was the regular season, 21 was their overall running streak?
Yeah. I think that the record they have right now is the
meaningless
record, right?
Record than 19 in a row regular season wins.
Right.
Who cares?
I don't think the talk should be about 16-0 because they went 16-0 last year, and they finished 18-1, and that didn't do anybody a bit of good.
Well, the players are taking it. I've already heard Will Fork say it and Jarvis Green say it on the radio, talking about being refocused, and they're taking it as a step-like procedure. They lost in the AFC title game. They lost in the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. Now they're going to win the Super Bowl. That's the next step, which is funny for a team that's been in the championship hunt so much to have to look at it as a step-like process.
The other thing that jumps out about this schedule is, as Robert Kraft lobbied for a couple of weeks ago at the annual meeting, he wanted a 1 o'clock home opener at Gillette.
Instead, they gave him a bye week. They got him facing the Chiefs. I couldn't be more bored about an opening
game. Herm Edwards
and
his 9 rookie starters or whatever he wants to have by the end of training
camp. What a demolition that's going to be.
But there's also, like last year, no shortage of late afternoon and night games.
No.
They already have 5 8:15 or 8:30 games scheduled, and that's not even including the flex schedule games that could change.
They'll have one more.
Assuming 12 doesn't break his neck, they'll have another. So,
and then, of course, you have to go to Buffalo every year anyway, but
so
we have to go on December 28th.
You know what's funny?
There's going to be a foot of snow on the ground.
I'm really bummed out about that because you know how Buffalo is playing in Toronto again.
Yes.
I was kind of hoping that would be the Patriots. I guess Miami is going to be in Toronto for that game. But
why do they always put Miami in those games? If we're trying to sell the world to American football, why is the worst team in the football playing? They go to Europe. They go to Toronto.
I don't think this is necessarily one of those selling it games. I think they're doing it to help Buffalo.
Well, to help Buffalo, but wouldn't it help sell the Canadians on watching it?
I was watching some of that Giants-Dolphins game last year in London before our game started. If I was the people in London, I wouldn't want another game there. That was one of the worst games I ever saw.
And then you go from that and you say, that's the team that ultimately won the Super Bowl?
Right.
You know, that was an awful game.
But given that, to Andy's point, if you're going to have that game and want it to be a draw, and the Bills play in the AFC East, why not play the best team in the AFC East?
Well, here's the thing, Eric. It's going to be a draw regard. It's one of those, like when
that's
we
a novelty.
Say, why are the Raiders on prime time opening weekend? Well, everyone's going to watch opening weekend. Everyone's going to watch Thanksgiving Day.
That's what I was kind of getting at with helping Buffalo. They're going to bang out the Patriots game in Orchard Park.
Right.
They're probably not going to bang out the Miami game, whereas this might give them a little bit of a bump in playing the game in Toronto. But I was hoping for, you know, nonetheless, I was hoping.
Get a trip to Toronto.
I've never been there. I've never been to, well, Rogers Center now. I almost called it Sky Dome. I would have liked to had that novelty of playing there. Plus, I hate the Buffalo Stadium. It's the worst in the league.
Is Toronto known for its...
It's not Montreal, I don't think.
It's not?
I don't think so.
No?
I don't know. I've never been there.
No, I didn't know if you'd heard rumors and thought, oh, great, let's go to Toronto.
People talk about Montreal.
It's Montreal that has
good news on that front, though.
We are going to Tampa in the preseason.
Good news for Pac-Man Jones fans. I heard Dallas has some of the best strip clubs in the United States, the Dallas area, so he'll have plenty to do in his off time when he becomes a Cowboy.
Another part of the schedule I thought was interesting. Last year we had
preseason?
The three straight home games in December. Last season, which we looked at and we thought, my God, that's a gift
you
from the league.
You equate the schedule to you, don't you?
Like, what are you talking about?
Like, like how hard it is, everything. You're equating it to, like, your own personal...
We all do that.
No, but I'm saying the Patriots, we're looking at it from the football thing.
Yes, and when we saw it last year, we thought, oh, three home games in a row, that's a gift for this team to have to
I thought
to
it
be
was
home.
A gift for me. It was a gift for the team because they were playing the Dolphins, the Jets, and...
Well, this year it's not quite the exact opposite, but they still have three games out of four in December on the road, which,
I think,
you know,
four of the last six on the road, something like that.
One, two, three. Yes, four of the last six on the road. You've got
best thing that ever happened to them with their offense. Who wants to be in New England?
It's true, West Coast in December.
It's true. Yeah, you got it's Seattle. Seattle on December 7th.
Now, that could go either way.
Yeah, that won't be a good weather game.
At the Raiders the following week.
That should be okay.
Versus Arizona back here at Gillette. And then at Buffalo, like we were just talking about. So
see, I was kind of disappointed the Arizona game was that late because I think that could be a fun game to watch. And I was hoping more for an October because now you're talking it could be windy, it could be snowy, and it takes away the element of excitement in that game. And then the Patriots will just beat them 20-6. And it won't be as fun to watch.
Yeah, let's hope it's not like that. The Jets game that was in December this past year was raining, and they were running the ball the whole time, and Brad Smith was running option plays.
Nothing worse than when you have Tom Brady and Randy Moss, and they're running the football.
But what do you guys think overall of this schedule? I mean, last year I think we all thought instantly that it was a great schedule for the Pats. Obviously, they went 16-0 with it, but
I think
looking at this at a glance, what do you think?
I think there's five good teams in football. That's what I think. So unless they're playing those five good teams every week, I don't think it's going to be that hard.
They're playing the Colts.
On paper, the Patriots are supposed to beat virtually everybody except maybe the Colts, which is a pretty even game.
Playing the Colts, they're playing the Chargers, both on the road.
Yep.
They've got Seattle on the road, which isn't going to be a gimme.
It's total. Not a must, as Andy says.
Predictions. What do you think this is going to be record-wise? Just looking on paper at this schedule.
I got 13 and
13
three.
And 3.
12 and 4.
So who are the four?
I don't know.
Aside from the three I just mentioned.
Colts.
Yeah.
You lose to the Colts. I'll say you lose to the Chargers. That's a second game of a back-to-back.
Yeah.
I don't know. Now I got them losing two in a row.
Also, I don't think they'll lose to the Colts because they play the Titans the Monday night before. And in my opinion, the Titans, you can argue, is the most physical team in the NFL.
And they always give the Colts a lot of trouble.
San Diego and Seattle aren't back-to-back.
They're
so
not.
You could, yeah, so
oh,
you
sure,
could have
I'll
them
take
losing.
Both.
Yeah.
So
Oakland, Seattle.
I think you're right with San Diego. If you had to pick a game to say we're going to lose, so I'd go San Diego.
Yeah,
I'm going to go one division game.
I think they didn't get upset by anybody last year, but they came close on a number of occasions, and you got to think that was the special year. I mean, everybody's talking 16-0 again, like you can just snap your fingers. Hey, maybe they'll do it. I don't know. But I think the odds are got to be overwhelmingly against
that.
Well,
I'm right.
And you lose to a team like, you know, in Arizona, like, you know, Tom throws out, you know, just someone
Russ
out of
Hochstein,
you know,
doesn't jump off sides.
Right.
Or a division game. Maybe the Jets are, you know, with all the money they spent, maybe it works out and the Jets are a formidable team this year, like they were 2 years ago, and they upset you, you know. No, that's why I'm getting 13-3. I think they'll be up for
it. They lose Seattle, Chargers, and Colts, and then your little theory.
See,
somebody upsets.
But those are the three teams that
they're
I think
not going to beat any good teams.
I think those three teams are
that
capable
was their
of
MO
beating
before last year.
You know what I mean? I think those three teams have enough talent that they could beat them. That tells me the Patriots will be up for those three games, and they won't lose
right.
all three.
That's the thing I was going to say.
You're assuming they have a defense that stops somebody.
Well, I was going to say people always get up for the Patriots, but I think since they went 16-0 last year, now especially now, everyone's going to be gunning for them because teams don't want to be – that's bad for if you're another team, having a team go undefeated in the league. So it's just going to be hard for them to be up for 32 straight games – and win.
Well, they did take the Super Bowl off in there.
This is regular season.
You're not paying attention to the records.
In some games, they, you know, like last year, they might not have their best effort, like in Baltimore, but they had enough talent to overcome that. They got a couple of breaks, but I think they'll get caught a couple of times.
Oh my God! Look who just walked into the room.
Yeah, and he's giving you the hook, and I agree. And while you guys are switching seats, I'll say, Louie in Tampa, what the hell are you doing? It's 12:20, and I don't see lunch in front of us, Gary told me you were scheduled. Louis, Tampa, lunch, now.
Fred, you don't look good. You're red, your gut's sticking out.
You just walked down here.
You gained a little weight, didn't you?
No, Eric, he really meant get out of that.
I know, I'm waiting for weight. Is it time for the 12:19 break?
I think it is 12:19. We'll be right back after this.
The PFW guys had a special guest book. Too bad he couldn't make it.
It's so strange that the commissioner didn't show up.
Always on the ball, the leg thought he knew why.
Maybe he's thinking of a new shape for the football.
Patriots.com radio.
4-0 New England. What an opening night for the Reds in front of their home fans.
The New England Revolution are back, and 2008 season tickets are on sale now. Don't miss exciting matches against conference rivals DC United and the New York Red Bulls, Cuauhtemoc Blanco and the Chicago Fire, and the Revolution's first ever appearance in Superliga, featuring the best teams from Major League Soccer and Mexico. Revolution season tickets also guarantee your ticket for David Beckham and the Los Angeles Galaxy. This event sold out last year. Don't get shut out. Order season tickets today. Call the Revolution Ticket Office at 1-877-GET-REVS or log on to revolutionsoccer.net for tickets, game information, and everything else New England Revolution.
What a goal! Taylor Twellman!
Pride.
The sellout crowd in Foxborough rises to their feet.
Passion.
Oh my goodness! Michael Parkhurst! Are you kidding me?
Revolution.
On the turn, takes a touch, and buries it! 1-0 Reds! The sellout crowd in Foxborough rises to their feet. The Reds have the lead. Taylor Twellman just made 30,000 plus here at Gillette Stadium. Very happy.
2008 New England Revolution gear is here at the Revolution Pro Shop at Patriot Place. Located right next to Gillette Stadium, the Revolution Pro Shop has all of the official Revolution merchandise you'll ever need. Get the new 2008 home and away jerseys with name and number of your favorite player, or have one customized with your own name and number. Jackets, sweatshirts, hats, tees, and much more. With a huge selection of Revolution items for men, women, kids, and infants. The Revolution Pro Shop has something for everyone. The Revolution Pro Shop at Patriot Place is open 7 days a week and always available online at www.revolutionsoccer.net. Get the gear your favorite player wears on the field at the Revolution Pro Shop. When you've got a lineman-sized hunger and want the awesome, authentic taste of Gillette Stadium at your tailgate or right at home, tackle that appetite with Patriots Gridiron Grillers. Try Sackatack sausages, first down Franks, or Patriots brats in a wide variety of flavors at home, at the stadium, or at the game. And get your crowd cheering for Gridiron Grillers. They're great on the grill. Gridiron Grillers are all you'll need for the perfect tailgate or home barbecue. Check out all of the Patriots Gridiron Grillers, mild and
some hot Sack Attack sausages, Patriots cheese brats and beer brats, First Down Franks and more. Patriots Gridiron Grillers go great on the grill. Gridiron Grillers are available at Big Y, Demoulas Market Basket, Hannaford, Johnny's Foodmaster, Roach Brothers Sudbury Farm, Shaw's and Stop and Shop, and distributed by Agar, Associated Grocers of Maine and Associate Grocers of New England and CNS Wholesale. Patriots Gridiron Grillers, when you just can't wait for Sunday.
And now, great moments in PFW in progress history.
I could always eat your salad.
You want to eat my salad?
Gary, help!
That's another great moment from PFW in progress.
Only if it has a cucumber. All right, we're back.
I'm back, baby. Fred
and,
Kirsch.
And that's why Eric was perusing the emails to make sure there was nothing bad in them. Fred's first words when he comes back.
What was I thinking?
All right, I'm back. I'm sorry. I apologize for my absentness.
You want to eat my salad?
But I am back. So what's going on, guys?
Huh? Nothing.
You talking about the schedule?
Well, we were just talking about the schedule for a while there for that first. And then we were talking.
Everyone
about,
thinks it's going to be easy.
Well, yeah, I we're talking about. Just
Paul talked me into 11-5.
No, well, I think they're going to lose a game, but it's not going to be the Super Bowl this year.
13-3.
Which game is going to be?
Fred, people like you, instead of worrying about going 16-0 and getting all these records, you're now worried about the Super Bowl again since they didn't win it?
No, Fred says they're going to lose a game this year. It's just not going to be the Super Bowl. It's going to be the divisional round instead.
No, they're going to go all the way. This is it.
So this stupid records. It's now Super Bowl.
Got to win that. I'm not going to rest until we win another Super Bowl.
Okay, so we don't have to get Moss's touchdown
I'm
passes.
Like one of those like ghosts that don't know he's dead, and I'm like roaming.
I agree with you. Don't know you're dead.
I'm roaming the earth, and I can't rest until something happens. And for me, the something is winning the Super Bowl.
Okay, so
my spirit can't rest until we win the Super Bowl.
So if Moss only has 15 touchdown catches this year, we're okay with that?
I don't care. As long as everything ends up in a Super Bowl, I'm fine.
Okay.
Well, I don't know about him, but
It wasn't that way last year. We had to get all the records and everything, and now they're pretty much meaningless.
Well, I mean, they were there for the taking. You might as well take them. I don't think going for the records hurt their Super Bowl chance.
I'm just saying the focus of everybody all season was that let's get these records, let's pile on points. It doesn't matter. You got to win the Super Bowl.
Okay, so you think that hurt them?
No, I'm just saying.
So why bring it up?
Not focus, because people like you were
focused on.
What are
you, George Stephanopoulos at a debate, bringing up stupid questions?
No, because when the Colts were breaking records, you were telling us how it was
meaningless. I never said anything of the sort.
And it's all about the Super Bowl.
Don't you pin that on me.
Well,
Fred coming with an edge.
I'm here for 5 minutes, and you're already putting words in my mouth.
Speaking of pinning things on you, was it a cheap shot when Vince Wilfork poked Brandon Jacobs in the face mask and the eye?
Was it a cheap shot?
Yeah, was it a dirty, dirty thing to do?
I don't think it was. It was meant to hurt. No.
Vince Wilfork does.
Vince does.
That's the one he said. That was just me.
That was just plain
stupid. That's because he's a man, and he's not going to shift him. Responsibility.
That's him on the football field.
He's a man. He's
not
even gonna,
he admits that was dirty, downright dirty.
He's not like the current people who, you know.
I don't remember.
I didn't
that's
mean
what
it.
He was
you're not
going to
put he takes words responsibility for
into
saying.
My good friend's mouth.
That's what he was saying. That was the one play that was downright dirty.
He said that was just stupidity on my part.
Stupidity, yeah, absolutely.
I'm with Fred.
Because
it was a dirty play.
And he didn't appeal that fine.
No, I don't think he should have.
Because it was a dirty play.
You said he didn't do anything wrong.
You said
I'm with Fred.
I mean, people think he was out to hurt the guy. It was a stupid thing to do.
I thought you
know he was kind of like jabbing him in the I don't think he meant to poke him in the eye.
Right. You made right.
Well, he wasn't trying to blind him.
You made a big deal out of the fact that he didn't actually poke him in the eye.
He didn't.
You know what I was just thinking?
Not for a lack of trying, but he didn't.
You know what I was thinking as I was taking the other end of this argument just for fun? How do you live with yourself, Fred?
I sleep well at night.
Because I was just trying
other than not winning a Super Bowl,
I
sleep well.
You just
well
said
at
you
night.
Haven't slept until we win the Super Bowl.
Just trying to make a point to defend Wilfork like you usually do, and I started talking, and I thought to myself, I don't believe a word I'm saying. Do you get over that at some point?
Fred's a method actor. He actually believes what he's spewing.
Remember, it's not a lie.
The show's back.
If you believe it.
No, he's a politician.
Right. No, it's
George Costanza.
It's Costanza.
I don't watch that stupid show.
Oh, your taste is all in your mouth, and even then I question it.
webradio@patriots.com is the email address. webradio@patriots.com.
Well, you really went bald there, didn't you?
3 minutes back, and Fred ran out of material he's been working on for 2 weeks.
I can't give out the email address? That's what you do on the radio.
That's not what you do. You
usually go an hour and a half. Great job, Fred. I'm glad to have you back. And as I told you last week when we all participated in the worst show ever in this PFW in progress history.
Sure.
Yeah. Tom and I have come to the realization that Fred Kirsch is an instrumental
part of this show.
Yeah,
Eric, what are you doing to screw up this show?
Oh,
that's all
sucks.
I hear is all this stuff about
dead air. You take off for a week and a half, and you come back on the day where there's the biggest amount of football news that we've had in weeks.
Now, that's not true because the first 20 minutes of this show stunk.
You're full of
it. You should see the look on Eric's face.
Eric's not
it's like
happy.
Somebody just farted on his pillow.
Just so everybody knows, we actually gave Eric a compliment and said he was a good host the first time he did this show.
So I took it straight to his head.
That was the first compliment. In his defense, it was the first compliment we've ever given him.
Somebody tell him he's a good writer.
No,
I'm only kidding. I'm only kidding.
Oh, wow. Bada boo.
That's otherwise known as getting out of hosting duties themselves, Fred.
All right. So we were talking about the schedule.
Yes.
This back-to-back West Coast thing, this is a killer. It's a killer.
Well, it's a killer for me.
It's a killer for everybody.
I think it's better than for the Jets, who have it four times and they're all spread out. I think that hurts more.
That's what we were talking about.
If you can get the players to take a business approach while out there, I think this is a better way to do it.
Well, you know, I've heard coaches and players say that sometimes being on the road, you have that controlled environment, there's no family, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
Sometimes it's better for preparing.
If they do that, then I think it's better this way.
Hopefully they'll prepare better than they did the last time they were somewhere for a week.
There was a little family involved with that. It was like the Super Bowl, only without all of the extra nonsense to have to do.
So they're looking into perhaps staying out there for the week both times.
Right.
And
I like it.
It's going to be tough on us, though.
Why?
It's not easy to put out a paper in your hotel room.
I know, but with the technology we have today.
Where were you? Where are you?
Yeah, you said you're
coming back home.
Tom's going to be in Vegas. So
you're going to be in Vegas.
Maybe
you said you're coming back.
I'm going to come back.
Well, yeah, but we'll be out there. So when you said it's not easy for us, what did you mean by us?
By us, you meant me and Andy and Paul.
We're a collective us. We're all
together. A printer and an FTP site, and we're good to go.
Okay. All right.
You take care of
those. Two of us here and two of us there. If that's the way it works out, it's not easy to put out the paper.
See, I think it'll be fine.
Yeah, I'd have to say we could spew out those stupid Pulse stories from anywhere.
We can write them. We can edit them.
Well, there's going to be all kinds of questions. Where's the access going to be? Are they going to set up a conference room like they do during the Super Bowl and have people sit at tables? I don't know. How are they going to do that? Where are they going to practice? Where's Belichick going to do his press conference? I don't know.
At a podium.
Yeah, where? In his suite?
Could be in a hotel ballroom for all I know.
I just don't know. There's a lot of questions, and so that's why I don't think they have an answer as to whether they're going to stay for a week yet, because a lot of logistics have to be, put in place. But we'll see. We'll see. Other than that, I think on paper, it's a weak schedule. The teams are playing.
It's a lot easier than last year.
Yeah. Now, we don't know who's going to emerge. Maybe San Diego would be better than
the Don't
they were
you just
last.
Think there's only a kind of a few good teams in the league? Like,
yes.
What would make it a hard? I think last year is about as hard as you can get.
Well, they played
all of the playoff teams last year.
And they're playing Pittsburgh, San Diego, and the Colts. I mean, the Jaguars aren't on the schedule.
I know, that's what I'm saying. There's only a couple teams that can compete with the Patriots on paper.
Right.
You're not going to get a whole, like I said, last year you had the Cowboys.
But
you
look at the teams that aren't good now and – like Kansas City, a lot of these teams, like the Jets, like Miami, like the Bills, it doesn't look like they're going to be that much better, at least right now.
I think you could argue the Jets could change
Jets
a lot.
Could. They've I done think
a
the lot. City will not be.
Kansas City's going to stink. When they play them, they stink now.
Right.
After they play them.
I agree with Andy. I think the Jets are the ultimate boom or bust.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
All those moves pan out for them. Right. Guys start
it's
playing
Clemens.
Well, they could be good.
It's Clemens or Pennington,
yeah, it depends on
the
quarterback. Sure.
Right. But the one big difference, I think, and Tom brought this up right at the top, the divisions that they played. Last year they played the NFC East, in which three playoff teams were there, with the Giants, Dallas, and Washington. Say what you want about the caliber of the teams. They were better teams than the NFC West, which the Patriots played this year, is awful, with only really Seattle representing a team with even a modicum of ability.
You know, a lot of people thought they kind of missed their window.
Right.
Yeah, I don't think they're anywhere near as good.
And a lot of people thought the Rams were going to be good last year. They weren't. Maybe they had a lot of injuries. Maybe they'll be good this year.
San Francisco had a lot of injuries.
Exactly. They had injuries.
The Cardinals look like they're heading in the right direction.
So you don't know, but right now,
That's what I'm saying. On paper, really only the Colts and maybe Jacksonville.
Like last year, no one thought Cleveland would have been a formidable opponent, and it turned out they won 10 games, and they gave the Patriots a pretty good run.
Yeah. So
even though the score ended up being lopsided, it was a pretty competitive game.
I actually think Pittsburgh's not going to be as good this year. I just don't love Mike Tomlin. And I think when the Patriots play them later in the year, that's one of those games that looks good now that might not. So you never know. I mean, that's just my opinion, but you never know who's going to be the tough games and who isn't.
Well, you had your trap game as Denver.
Yeah. Yeah, and we talked about that because of the back-to-back. And, you know, Shanahan, they just have a lot of confidence when they play the Patriots. So it's going to be a tough game regardless. But then you throw in the back-to-back road games. You have the Chargers game before that night game. That's going to be a very physical game. The Chargers and Patriots hate each other. Yeah. We all know that.
Well, I think the Broncos are another team that may have missed whatever window they had. But the only other reason they had a window was because of their defense.
But I think they're a boom or bust, like Paul said. They might be a team that rebounds and is really good this year, or Shanahan's just been there too long and they have to regroup.
Right. But again, I try to look at that and say, okay, do they have the potential to rebound? I'm not sure. I mean, Jay Cutler's the quarterback, and, you know, they have some problems off the field this year and even right up to now. Who's the guy?
Brandon Marshall.
Brandon Marshall. Yeah. You know, the running game isn't what it used to be. The defense certainly isn't what it used to be.
The defense was awful last year.
You know,
right.
So I don't see, you know, the hope for that team to rebound.
But then you could say, well, they have a first-round pick, Denver.
Yeah.
So what if they move up and get McFadden? Then all of a sudden you're saying, well, now – so you have to really wait for the draft and everything to play out before you can really take a look at these teams.
Yep. What else?
I don't really worry as much about them offensively. Andy brought up Jim Bates, his guy that was his flavor of the month for a year.
I think the defense is going to be much improved.
Yeah, their defense fell apart last year. And whether it was his fault or just, you know, continuing to sign top five busts from Cleveland.
That's
for
what
defensive
I think
linemen.
The problem is.
Well, there's other problems in Denver. I mean, they fired the GM, and they fired some other people within the organization, supposedly in a cost-cutting move, but some really interesting people that are gone from there.
Yeah, and I mean, I don't know,
you know,
if it'll
Shanahan,
be a good team.
I've always thought that Shanahan had that Captain Ahab, not Captain Ahab, the guy that was Mutiny on the Bounty. Who's the captain there? You know, Eric.
Queeg.
Captain Queeg?
Yeah.
The guy with the strawberries.
Yeah.
Humphrey Bogart played him in the movie.
What's chair?
Humphrey Bogart played him in the movie.
They're out to get me, see?
Yeah, they're out to get me. Paranoid.
That's actually, you know, Tom Coughlin, but now he won, so.
Right. So I've always had Shanahan pegged as that type of guy, and I think it might be getting to him.
It is funny, though, the difference a year makes. You know, if a guy like Del Rio wins the Super Bowl, all of a sudden he's considered a great coach when some people don't think he's necessarily that great at this point. It's funny how that works, like with Coughlin.
Yep. Coughlin and Manning are the poster boys.
Happens with quarterbacks, with coaches. I think it's silly. But
Manning,
early December.
Eli Manning is walking around. He's all over the place, right? Tom Brady is he lost the Super Bowl. All of a sudden, people are saying, "Where is he? He's whipped." Right. You know what I mean? And talent wise, they're not even close.
Right.
They're not
they're
even
yelling,
in the same boat.
You know, people with cameras are yelling, "Aaron, boy." I mean,
I like
it's,
that.
It's terrible. You know,
Brian's glad to have you back. By the way,
who's that? Brian who?
Brian and I'm not sure where Brian's from.
Colorado,
Farmington, Connecticut. Thank the sweet Lord, Jake Steele is back. That is all.
All right. Well,
that is all.
That's it.
12:35, no lunch.
What, I forgot what I was going to say.
Yeah, thank God he's back.
All right.
The show's been better for the 15 minutes he's been here than it was
Belichick
before.
Yesterday, Bill Belichick had his pre-draft press conference.
Yep.
This is the only time we'll hear from him until after the first day at the earliest.
Until next weekend.
Did we learn anything?
Somewhat.
Yeah.
I mean, about the same.
Well, I mean, he was a little more forthcoming than I would have expected him to be prior to the draft, given the way he has in previous years.
I took there was no linebacker.
So you're going to forthcoming and tell us what he was forthcoming about?
Well, people were asking. I mean, he didn't. Somebody went and asked the ridiculous question of, you know, tell us who your top players are that you're looking at. Obviously, he wasn't going to answer that. But, you know, when he answered about where we were going to stay out in the West Coast and if he was considering that, he also talked about trading. I think Andy asked the question about
it's a good question
about whether or not this is a draft.
I think it was that great.
That people didn't want to trade up into, and more people wanted to trade out of.
Oh,
it.
Oh, I thought he that was a great answer. That was the '91 draft where all the good players came out of the second round.
Yeah, and
I took that as the Cowboys didn't know what the hell they were doing.
Captain Bly, it is.
Nor did Nor did the Browns.
Gary tells me the captain on Mutiny to be on the bound is Captain Bly. Queeg was on Moby. Wait for it.
Dick.
Eric.
All right.
Okay. Oh, see what?
The only thing I'll say about the
I that from I Major League, Paul.
The only thing I'll say that about the 91
draft. You read the script?
Yeah,
oh, okay.
That was written for me. So.
Let me know when you're back to – you done?
Okay. You want,
see, right. Well, I'm used to Eric being there, and you have all day to talk.
Long pauses between what Eric says.
Well, the only thing I'll say about the 91 draft, Fred, is that Rocket Ishmael was – I don't know if he was the consensus number one, but he was the guy that teams – and right. The Cowboys will never, ever, ever convince me otherwise. They traded up to get Rocket Ishmael, and the day before the draft, he announced he was going to Canada, and then they ended up taking right. Russell Maryland, who I think was their second choice. They always say that they were going up to get Maryland, but I don't believe that.
And Bill doesn't either, based on what he said yesterday.
He said it was a surprising pick. Right. Came right out and said it.
And since then, Bill now says, when you trade up, you're trading for a player, not a pick.
The correlation that he was making was that he didn't think there would be a consensus as to who the number one guy is. He thinks if you talk to, you know, all the different teams, and you'd probably get a lot of different answers as to who the number one
I
guy
is. I think that's,
is.
At, you know, no, we believe true. The same thing, yeah. Right?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But most, I think
And we also believe it's deeper than it is top-heavy, right. And that will fall in line with second-round picks who have 15-year
right.
careers.
He's also said that, yeah. And I just think that most years, I think Bill would say that there's a pretty identifiable lead dog, and this
and
year
used,
there isn't.
He used to always do that when we would talk to him, and he'd say,
Reggie
you know,
Bush.
It's
We're not
like we have
Reggie
a
Bush.
Right, Reggie yeah. Bush or Vince Young. He throws out this guy that's clearly elite and going in the top three picks.
Right. Didn't do that yesterday.
Let's go back to last year. If they're picking in this spot last year, there's only two names we're talking about, Willis Landry. That's it. They're taking one of those two guys. They're impact players on the defensive side of the ball. And there's no guys like that this year where we're saying, you know, these are the guys. So you don't really know how the draft's going to unfold.
And Landry was picked at what spot last year by the Redskins?
Six.
And Willis was 11.
Yep. Okay. So both would have been right around
there. Those are the two guys you would think that
Patrick Willis will be a Patriot right now.
No doubt about it.
Okay. The other thing somebody asked.
I think that's accurate.
Fred, I was just going to say there was one interesting little Fred Kirsch read between the lines.
Yes.
In one of his answers, he said, quote, you can only trade down so far from 7 or up so far from, 62? 62. And I thought it was interesting he did not in any point reference trading up from 7, which people are now saying, you know, is there a chance if so-and-so's there when the Raiders are on the clock, do they trade up? He only threw out there trading down, trading into the middle.
Now, is that a Fred Kirschism?
It could be. It could be.
Yeah, that's one of the things, Andy, we've talked about a lot, and I've mentioned a lot on those Patriot Today things that I've been doing. There's a lot of players.
You look very good from the side, by the way.
Oh, thanks.
I like that angle. should we do one from the back.
Is that a traffic cone strapped to your face, or is that your nose?
But a lot of the players I talk about, my last statement is, it's going to be hard for the Patriots to get him, like Groves or Kaysen, because they're in that late first round area.
It's a long time between picks.
Yeah, right. And this is the year you kind of want to be where the Patriots normally are, and they're not there. And as Andy said, it's hard to go from end of round two to beginning of round two.
Yeah,
that takes a lot of ammunition.
And that was the question that he was answering. That's why I'm not so sure. I think I tend to agree with Andy, but I think he might be reading a little bit more into it than I'm willing to. I think that basically what he was talking about was that it was hard to close that gap between 7 and 62.
Yeah.
So that's why he didn't really talk about trading up from 7.
Which is where I need him to be to get Vernon Golston, apparently.
Right.
All right. Web radio at patriots.com is the email address. We have a lot of emails, so we should probably get to someone. First, Dane in Brighton, England wants to shout out to Paul. It says, Paul is global. I was watching NFL Total.
You mean shaped like a globe?
you know. He says, I was watching NFL Total Access on Sky Sports, the leading sports channel in Britain. And who do I see but the bald and fat Paul Pereira taking up more than his fair share of the screen. Congratulations, Paul. You are officially worldwide, and you didn't even look that bald or fat. That's Dana in Brighton, England.
I'll believe the fat part, but.
Yeah, it was a headshot, so they couldn't tell whether you were really fat.
Paul, now how do you get that? Like, what do? They just call you, the NFL Network, say, do you want to be on this show?
Yeah.
I thought it was great. It was you, Mickey Spagnola, and Ed Boucher.
Actually, the part I saw was only
Ed Boucher.
He said something, repeated it, and didn't say it.
Fred, from what I saw, it was only Solomon and Paul.
Paul dominated.
Other guys couldn't get a word in.
I'll tell you one thing. It would have been a lot more entertaining if Tom Casale was on there, because me and Spagnuolo would have finally had it out. Because I've sent him an email or two, let me tell you.
He's a Cowboys butt boy? Is that what he is?
Yeah, well, see, the thing, when he first came to Dallas, Cowboys.com, he was worked at a newspaper, and he just... Everything that Jones did was right. Quincy Carter was a great pick. I'm serious. Everything. You couldn't say anything bad about Roy Williams. Then they said, well, let's just sign him up and work for the team, and then that's not what he does full time.
Okay.
But he's got no objectivity, none whatsoever.
No. Ah, who's that at the door?
Hey, I'm Brian Lowe from Patriots Today. Now it's time for Andy Hart's Urban Dictionary Word of the Day. That's Word of the Day.
And today's Word of the Day brought to you by a prospect that I've fallen in love with as a seventh-round pick or priority free agent, Andy Studebaker. So today's Word of the Day is Studebaker. That's Studebaker.
Studebaker.
Here's my question. Didn't we have a set time for this?
No. We used to, but it gets earlier and earlier every day. Pretty soon it's going to be, you know, right after the Open, the Urban Dictionary Word of the Day.
See, you know, I want to keep people guessing so they have to listen to the whole show.
Actually, can I read the sentence
there? That's why Gary's a professional radio guy. That's why.
He works with us, so he's not professional.
Because he knows that.
Plus, I have a meeting at 1. I didn't want to miss it.
Oh, okay. Another meeting? Is that all you guys do is meet?
Yes, they don't do anything.
That's what you've been doing for the last week and a half.
Hey, I've been working.
Fred, I got to tell you a story. There. You know how I always make fun
ass
of,
off.
You know how I always make fun of Gary for carrying the folder and looking busy?
Right.
Well, the other day I had a folder with diabetes stuff, and I was talking to a doctor, so I needed a pen to write something down. So I was walking fast, and the guy in marketing, what's his name,
Joe Mariani.
Joe Mariani.
Like 15 of them.
Well, Joe Mariani goes to me, what are you, busy? And I said, no, why? And he goes, well, you look like you're on a mission. So that goes to my point that all you got to do is walk around with a folder and look like you're doing something, and everyone thinks you're busy.
That's right.
And how the heck are we getting lunch if Gary leaves?
I don't know.
Well, we know Gary's making good money based on his
invitations. I have somebody coming
that he
down.
Sent for
those
his
were nice
wedding.
Invitation with the wax seal and everything.
Yes.
Gary's wedding invitation.
And the menu that you can't read.
It's
every
like
word after chicken.
I haven't read it yet.
It's in Polish.
Fred probably knew it.
Instead of green vegetable, it says, what, Gary? Hort, Kurt, blut, blut.
That's kielbasa.
No, not even close. It's unreadable.
Really?
Not even Eric. The pompous Eric knew the words on that one.
Wow. I did know half the words.
No, you didn't.
It was haricot vert, which is green beans in French.
But you didn't know that when he asked you what it was.
I forgot what haricot was. I knew what vert was.
Well, thanks.
What's wrong with just saying green beans?
Uh-oh, he's going to get mad. Let's
tick,
move on.
Tick, 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 tick.
All right, yes, we did get Gary's...
I'm not responsible for...
Sure you're not.
Oh, I see. Yeah, no, you're right. You should stay out of that. we got Gary's wedding invitations in the mail. So.
That's impressive. She learned French by the age of 15?
Oui.
All right.
Yes, they are very fancy, very heavy, very expensive.
Kind of a big deal.
Okay. And yet the food is going to be something I don't know what it
should
is.
Should we have a camera there?
Just get the chicken.
I'll take care
should
of
we get
it,
Matt Smith
worry.
To get a crew down there?
I think we might. Maybe we
I'll have my video camera.
Put that up on the...
Don't worry socks are required at the venue.
That was well done.
Speaking of Brian Lowe, who did today's Urban Dictionary Word, he had a good idea that
doubt
we
it.
Might do, and he wants to do...
I'm stunned.
A fantasy lowdown during the
That's
season.
That's the same idea Tom Casale
had
3 years
show,
ago.
A one-hour show, and he will host it about fantasy football. And I'm thinking, you know, maybe Thursday afternoons, you know?
Sure. Go for it.
What do you guys think about
that? You mean after PFW in progress? Or
no, after.
Oh, okay.
Well, since I after brought it to your attention 3 years ago, I think it's a good idea.
I know, but he's going to do it.
Okay.
You know? So we'll, you know.
Then Tom thinks it's an okay idea.
I'd like to.
I don't care who does it. I just thought it would be.
I'd like to hear from our listeners
idea.
What they think of that idea and whether or not.
How
they
long
tune
is the
in.
Show?
Just an hour.
Too now
long.
Is it Patriots related?
Too long?
Yeah.
No, it's all fantasy football.
Fantasy football. All I kind of agree with Tom. That does seem like
half
a long
hour.
Time.
Well, he wanted to do two. And
every
said,
time
two
one of those
hours?
Radio stations yeah. brings on a fantasy guy for like the first two questions,
off.
I go okay, and then holy crap, how long we go in here?
Yeah, I mean, I will admit, I think it's a good idea. But I am not the target audience.
I don't play fantasy.
I don't
football.
Have any interest in it whatsoever, but I'm willing to admit that there are millions and millions of people out there that don't agree with me.
Right. There's a lot of people
in
who
the minority.
Play fantasy football, so maybe it would be good.
Sure, go for
you
it.
You know? That's it? No other comments?
What do I care what B-Lo does on a Thursday afternoon in the
ball?
Think
it's a good addition to the Patriots.
Now I know where my raise went. Now B-Lo's getting credit for all my ideas.
Wow. All right. Let's get to some other emails. Gerard says, 08 schedule and Fred. Long time no talk. Hopefully it is the Cape Crusader himself, also known as Fred Kirsch, that is reading this email and not the Boy Wonder, otherwise known as Eric. Eric,
you know what happened here?
Email
Fred?
After email.
You know what happened?
What are you doing? I had a lot more confidence in you than that.
Why?
You know Why did you not win over our listeners? What happened? After that first time you did it, people liked you.
It went to his head.
It didn't go to my head. I was trying to take it seriously, and we had a bad show the other day, according to most people. And Fred, you should know.
That I should know.
He's not pompous, though. Most people thought it was bad.
General public,
I can't even
idiots.
Finish the sentence to explain
oh,
what's
man,
going
man.
On.
Right. I should know what a bad
Can
show
you
is.
No, that's not what I was going
to
say.
Send it to me, please, because the next time he goes, why do you guys think I'm pompous? I just want to hit play.
What I was trying to say was you should know that with this group of idiots, if you do one thing wrong one time, that becomes the you're known for that. That's all you are
sounds
bad
like,
you're,
sounds like to me that we're not the only ones
I
was
going
to
say,
a bad show.
This group of idiots includes hundreds of thousands of listeners on the web.
Yes, because they follow your lead and
they
like
have minds of their own.
Why don't they
own?
Follow your lead? You're on the show.
Because Touché. Most of you are idiots.
Yeah, but that's part of the shtick, Eric. You got to be able to roll with that.
Fred, you know what happened?
I tried.
He was starting.
You can't let it, you know, knock you back. You know, it gave you a hitch in your step. You got to keep going forward.
Did you miss that one? Because most of you are idiots.
Yes,
did you miss
it.
That one?
I got it.
He was starting to win
We're
some people
We're all bitter, over. Clinging to our guns and religion.
He was starting to win some people over, Fred, and then he started this hosting thing, and that just shot him right
By
back
the way,
down.
Yeah, you were on a good pace. People were starting to warm up to you.
There are still
you were
some,
a sympathetic figure
there
for
are still
a while
some
there.
Emails in there that are supportive of me. You can read them if you like or
and
not.
And your lifestyle.
You know, now.
No, not that email. There's some other ones.
Oh,
there's
okay.
some other ones.
Anyway, I'll continue.
And don't forget, he did read them all already.
Yes, I did.
Oh. Printed them out, highlighted them.
Fred, I was trying to do some show prep. I was trying to take the show seriously and do some homework. And
that fits in well
all
here.
All that does is take away from the spontaneity of the show.
Okay, so I made a mistake. Fine, I don't take it seriously anymore.
So is that why?
What does that have to do with taking it seriously? A radio show is usually phone calls. You can't pre-screen them. These are emails.
Usually,
that's
show
our
isn't. So I was trying to do
our
something
emails
helpful.
Are calls.
Well, I've been accused of not doing show prep.
Right.
None of us do.
And you got razzed for that.
I did show prep,
and I'm getting razzed for doing show prep.
I don't think reading emails is show prep. Show prep is deciding what you're going to talk about.
Well, screening.
And we don't do that.
You can screen a little bit.
Why?
I don't know. That's why I don't do it. Anyway,
I don't know.
Gerard says, first off, I have to say I'm a huge fan of the 08 schedule. I feel it couldn't have gone any better for us. What do you guys think of Bill keeping the team out in California for 2 weeks? I think it might be not such a bad idea. Anyway, being that Fred has been MIA since God knows when, it got me to think, what would really happen if he were to just mysteriously disappear? And who would take over the almighty King of Kings, so all his all-important duties? Duties such as using a man groomer until there is nothing left but raw flesh and bones, or go to Bass Pro all by himself to eat wings that are so hot that he tastes his own blood more than the wing sauce, or most importantly, build the hall at Patriot Place from top to bottom using only super glue and popsicle sticks. We would all truly be lost without you, Fred. You were truly the Hugh Hefner of the Patriots, just without all the hot naked chicks around you. Wow, that's Gerard from Beaver Falls, Pennsylvania. And hey, Paul,
I could
great job.
Eat your salad.
Right. Great job in the NFL Network. Another person who saw Paul.
Thank you.
Those makeup artists really know what they're doing. By the way, I would pay good money to see you bitch slap that douche Ed Bouchette. That rat bastard is so far up the Steelers' ass he can barely breathe.
So Spagnola just didn't talk because...
So were they looking for a homer perspective? Because these other type two guys are being described as homers, and they probably thought... You were
they
not
brought,
everything
brought,
but Patriots, Paul Perillo.
They brought Paul on, and he was going, I see 10-6.
I mean, were they looking for a homer view?
No,
here?
I think
no,
on the
it
network.
Started off with the first thing they asked me was, does the schedule, is it as easy as it appears? And I said, yes, I think it is. I think this is a very favorable schedule for the Patriots. That was, you heard me. You made fun of me already about this.
No, I know, but I think they might have been looking for three homers and got two homers who work for other places and you.
You don't think that was right. a homer perspective? That
Screw
I
him!
Yeah, a little bit, but...
God.
No.
You already made fun of me for this.
That's not a homer perspective.
My favorite part was
Solomon.
Well,
it's realistic.
Well, no, but it's also setting them up for failure. Because now if they don't do well.
Now I can't even say that I think they're going to win their games.
I agree, Fred.
Yeah.
He's always negative.
Yep, very negative.
Now I can't even say that I think they're going
to
win.
But I think the NFL Network likes to promote team-run entities. You know, Spagnuolo works for the Cowboys.
Yes, right. We know that.
You know?
And, Fred, were you chewing gum?
Why?
Were you?
No.
Oh, okay, because I picked up this napkin and there's a piece of gum in it.
from the ground?
It was right there on
the top stack of
the
napkins.
No, not me.
That's disgusting.
Oh, you sure it's gum? Because you just blew your nose in there.
No, it's gum. Oh, you blew your nose in it?
No, yes, you did.
I went like this.
I swear to God, I was on Harvard Street in Brookline once. Geez. I used to walk to
work. We've heard this story.
And a bum picked up a piece of gum and put it in his mouth. It was gross. That's how I started my day off, by looking at that.
How do you think the bum felt?
I thought you were walking to work.
What's that?
I thought you were walking to work.
I was walking to work.
That's how you started your day off.
Yeah, by watching that on my way to work. It was gross.
Started off his day is what he meant.
Thank you.
What did I say?
You said started your day off. Gary got confused.
You started your day off.
Started
Phil
off
from Austin day. Writes in. he says, I listened to one of your recent shows where Vernon Gulston was noted for not showing up during long stretches of games. Belichick and Pioli seem to place a high value on consistency and production in college. On the other hand, when Bill Walsh evaluated a player, he only wanted to look at a player's best 10 plays or so. He thought he could evaluate a player's top-end potential just by watching that many plays. His philosophy was that it was his coach's responsibility to get the players to produce at a consistent high level in the NFL.
That sounds about right, coming from Bill Walsh.
While both philosophies have their merits, I wonder if the Patriots system results in a team with a lot of depth and flexibility, but few playmakers. What are your thoughts? I think that's an interesting email.
I think it's an interesting email, but I'm not sure that it's accurate across the board with the Patriots' philosophy. I think they've had a couple of guys, and Richard Seymour and Ty Warren, that didn't have reputations right. of being overly productive in college and not always putting out 100%. I think there was some knocks on them for that, and that certainly has not been the case with Ty Warren. And, you know, until recently, that wasn't the case with Richard Seymour. Now, with the injuries, we don't know
right.
if, you know, the contract came at the same time as kind of a drop in play. People are wondering if maybe he's a little satisfied after getting the contract. But I don't necessarily think that they were only concerned with production in the college level. I think, like everything else that Bill Belichick does, there is no one set formula.
Right. You can find examples in both directions. I mean, Garrett Mills and David Thomas are probably guys where they said, well, they had great college production. We know what we're going to get. They're flat, level line kind of guys. But Ben Watson is a guy, a freak, who they're hoping for the upside. They're hoping for
not
the
a
best
tremendous
he can
amount
get.
Of production,
right.
by the way.
That's what I mean. They were hoping
Matt Castle
that
didn't play
the best he can have is they get that more often. So,
well, let's think if everybody can do to some extent what Bill and Scott like pretend you're a GM and I like this guy, I like that right. guy. If we were running this show or if the fans were, you probably wouldn't have one set style no. that you went with. You would fall in love with certain guys for certain reasons. So I don't think you can just pin it on one no. thing and say this is what they do.
And
yeah,
another thing is, let's be honest, a lot of these guys that are elite, like a Golston, a guy who's a physical beast, they take plays off because they can. It's hard for them to – it's the same thing we talk about with a Tom Brady. He's as good as he is and he's still driven. It's hard for people to be like that. And he's going to have to ratchet it up at the next level, first of all, because everybody else is better around him. So he's not going to be
and
have
that,
the luxury to take plays
And that
off.
Comes into the most important part of the process, I think, and the part that none of us get to see is when you talk to the guy.
Right.
When you sit down, you're talking to him, you're going over things with him, you kind of get a feel, is this somebody that can take it up to the next level? And
he
I
can.
Think that's what the judgment has
yeah,
to be.
And I don't want
to
make it sound like that we're all dismissing the fact that there's knocks on this guy for not always playing hard, because that's not a thing that you're looking for, you know, certainly.
Right.
But I think sometimes we overrate that stuff a little bit.
Right.
And
plus,
whatnot.
Manny doesn't always play hard.
What do you think about
40 home runs.
He's my favorite guy.
What do you think about what the emailer claims to be Walsh's philosophy, that all he needs to do is see his 10 best plays?
Well, with his ego.
And then it's up to my coaches to get him to always play that way.
With his ego, that doesn't surprise me. I just need to see 10 plays, and I know.
I don't like the philosophy.
No, not at all.
Okay.
Not at all. I can say,
I think everybody can put together a highlight tape.
We've seen guys
right.
that have
right.
10 good plays.
I would say that.
Well, it shows their potential, and now Walsh says, okay, we'll get that potential
out
of him.
Yeah, but let's take Tlaib, for instance, a guy none of us like. I can show you 10 good plays from him. Right. I can also show you 100 bad ones. So everyone has.
And
you
10
know,
good plays.
Hell,
take
I had
into
10
account.
Good plays
right,
in high school.
Right, that's what
I mean.
Anybody can.
They're
it doesn't
all
take
dealing.
Into account who you're playing. If you put me against the worst guy on the planet, I'll give you 10 yeah. plays that make me look like a superstar.
And they're all dealing with a level of talent.
Sure, Eric hit 10 kicks at one point in his
you
career.
Know? These guys that you're trying to decide if a guy's 20 or 40 or 60 in the draft, you're all dealing with a pretty high level of talent.
Right.
So I agree with Tom and Andy. You could put together 10 good plays, and I think just the way Tom put it, it just kind of shows you the ego. Now, obviously, Bill Walsh had the talent to back. Yeah, he had the talent to back it up.
And I'm wondering, is that a fact that he did that? Or
oh,
is,
I don't know.
I've
never heard of
it. I'm taking the email's
right.
word for
you gotta,
it.
Right. I got a feeling that isn't 100%.
It's probably another one of those things like people say about Belichick, that he, you know, I'm sure Bill Walsh didn't just do one thing.
But it also gets back to my whole thing that, like, Bill Walsh and Bill Belichick, you give them one play, and they see a lot more on that one play than I see.
Right, exactly.
Because they're Bill Walsh and Bill Belichick. You know what I mean? Like, whatever their whole little philosophy is, their eye just, produces talent, not talent. I want him, I don't want him.
Let's see. TG and NJ says, please, no more Eric hosting. At first, he was good. I even preferred him to Fred. But as you guys constantly point out, he starts out great but runs out of steam down the stretch. Might explain his kicking career.
Oh,
gotta give it up to Cali Girl with the bobblehead idea. Andy Hart comment, giving it up to Cali Girl with my bobblehead is a great idea. But can we get bobbleheads to make sounds? If they did,
I'd like to have Cali Girl bobble on my head.
Well, there you go.
I think that's what his point was. I know I twisted it a little bit, though. I didn't like his.
If they could make sounds, Tom's would say, you know why? Fred would say, Paul, you're not listening. Paul's would say, Fred, that's not what I said. Andy wouldn't make any words. It would just fart. And Eric, the sound of a football being kicked and bouncing off the upright, then the announcer's voice saying, it's no good. That was not bad.
You got it to the upright.
That's not bad.
I was going to read that email if I was still in there anyway. So
kind of leads you to believe you might have had a career.
I would have.
What is Herm Edwards going to do with the fifth pick? There's been rumors of KC making a trade with either the Jets or the Pats. Peter King wrote about it in Monday Morning Quarterback. What do you guys think?
I don't know what's going to happen. I have no clue.
I said it's a choose-your-own-adventure book, 1 through 10. I think it's going to be going a million different directions.
I don't necessarily think the Patriots are going to trade up unless
I want them to.
There's only one player that they like in the top 10, and it's by a mile. Like, say they liked a Dorsey or a Golston, and no one else is even close. And they say, well, since we're up here, this is the guy we want.
But I still think now with Miami, if Golston is 1 or 2, I mean, that's a big jump. If they can get Golston at 5, that's different. I mean,
I'm saying that's the only way I could see them trading up is if they had one single player that
Tom's
they want.
And if you had,
that's what everyone does.
Let's say it's Dorsey and Ellis, and Dorsey goes 3 to Atlanta, and now you're at 5 for Kansas City because that's what TG wanted to know about this Herm Edwards. Maybe Ellis is the other guy that they want to take at 7. Now Dorsey's gone. Kansas City's a willing partner. Maybe they trade up and they target him. You know, Andy has been on the Golston bandwagon. I agree.
They want Clady. Isn't that the consensus?
How about this
idea?
Stuff now? You know, you talk about how the pre-draft.
I think the Patriots should move up in the second round and get Dan Connor.
Move up
to
where?
I think that's a bad idea.
You know,
whatever you're reading, stop reading it.
Well, how do you get up to the early second round?
give away your fifth and fourth pick.
You like him that much?
The good news is, Fred,
I have a feeling about Dan Connor.
The good news is, if he gets drafted where I think
guy.
He should,
you always
he'll be
me
available.
To pick a guy, he's the guy I'm picking.
Okay. All right.
I don't think it's a terrible pick. I don't think it's as laughable as your Matt McGlynn. No, who Matt? I didn't like that.
McGann?
San Diego State guy.
Oh, yeah. McCoy?
Yeah.
McCoy.
Matt McCoy?
Connor will do more in this league than McCoy.
I don't think he's a terrible player.
I just want to pick him
stuff
as my guy.
Andy talked about 20 minutes ago how Bill said it's almost impossible to get where you want to go.
Yeah.
You know, based on where they're picking.
I would you know what would be interesting is 3 years from now, if we go back and look at this draft, I want to see how many good players came out of rounds 2, 3, and 4 compared to the top end of the draft. I know you can kind of say that every year, but I just have a feeling the Pro Bowlers might not be in the top 10 this time.
That's what Bill thinks, comparing it to 91.
You know, Michael in Nova Scotia might be onto something. Now, were you guys talking about, like, alternative programming or something like that?
Lifestyles?
BFW After Dark or...
He says,
I think Tom and Eric should get sent on a road trip in a Toyota Tundra to check out high school, college football, frats, strip clubs, art galleries, etc. Having it all on video would be great. Sign me up. You could get the Dirty.com and Urban Dictionary to sponsor it. I think that would put the team up, the two of you, Tom and Eric.
Why is it me and Eric?
And I was wondering what Eric was going to do.
Polar opposites. And they're in the same room in the hotel. You have to bunk together
at night,
with the snoring and you with your probably fastidiousness. You know, you have like a routine when you go to bed. I bet you lay out everything in front of the sink. And, you know, you have all this little routine that you go through, right? Don't you? Right? It'd be like Tony Randall.
It's not that bad. So you're anal in more ways than one.
I know you do that. I know you do. You don't have to say it. But
he didn't even make a face. He just was like listening to Fred and he was like, son of a bitch. They got me.
But I think that would be pretty funny.
I couldn't stay in the same room with Tom.
No, but that makes it funny.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that's what makes it funny.
Yeah.
I wouldn't get any sleep because
I'll bring the sleep mask.
That doesn't help. Yeah, that does a lot.
It'll be after the surgery. Don't worry about it.
Oh, that would be fun. He makes you sit through high school football in Texas, and you make him go to an art gallery in Seattle. That'd be good. It'd be good.
It would, because I'd be going, well, why is this a good painting? Why? It's just a bunch of crap.
Right. I think we're onto something. I got to call MTV.
Let me interrupt you for a second.
MTV.
You know, we were talking about the offensive linemen and Clady and those guys. Did you see this? You talk about the pre-draft season that goes haywire at this time. Brandon Albert now is, in some circles, moving ahead of Clady as not a guard. Now he's definitively a left tackle.
Stupid.
Despite the fact that he played one game at
the
tackle.
The guy who's leading that is the other guy on NFL Network. The guy that's always on with Charles something?
Charles Davis.
He's been all over him, loves him, just raving about him.
Yeah, well, Todd McShay said that he's a tackle, definitive. Like, people wondering why
he looks like he's
why
big
people
enough to be.
Are going to take him in the top half of the first round as a guard, but he says he's a tackle.
Of course he is. Matt Jones was a wide receiver, too.
I agree.
And also, he says that this is still Michael, Nova Scotia, that there's a company, he works for a company based in Bermuda, and there is a restaurant in St. George that declares itself Bermuda's home of the New England Patriots. So we got to get them signed up on Patriots.com and the fan club registry. So, Michael, get on that. And you said you could have an ad for Gosling's Bermuda rum. You could then have them sponsor a remote from the restaurant and drink the nation's drink, rum swizzles in the air. I don't know what that means.
PFW Progress live from Bermuda. Let's go.
And were you guys talking about houseboats?
Oh, a while back.
That was Andy.
In Ireland.
Oh, he says that houseboats around the Thames River in England, not in Ireland.
Oh, suck it, because somebody sent me the email of all the places where the houseboats go in Ireland.
I know you're dying.
It's Thames.
I knew he couldn't do it. I knew he couldn't let it go.
I was waiting.
I could see it in his face. I could tell he had like these little twitches going. I knew he couldn't let it go.
He cracked himself up.
As soon as I said it, I knew I was kind of mispronouncing it a little bit, and I was waiting. I had my right
wait
ear kind
it,
of.
Wait for it. Wait for it.
Exactly.
My right ear. My right ear. You have the ability to control both ears.
I do. I hear in stereo. I do.
I think we all hear in stereo. You're saying you have the ability to control one of them and hear in mono.
Yes, I do.
I think it's time to give up.
I can switch off one and turn it on.
It's time to give up on Louie. Dead to me.
He's having... Excuse me. He's having swallowed credit
the
card
mic. Who the hell are you? Oh, it's Doctor. I knew that wasn't Gary.
Get him a doctor. He just swallowed the mic.
What's the matter?
What is credit
he's
card
having
issues?
Credit card issues right now. He's working on
it. Oh, Jesus.
Tell him he actually has to pay his balance.
We're having people buying us lunch that are maxed out. Tell him it's not that important. He doesn't.
Sorry, sir.
I don't want people to put themselves in.
Right. Right.
How big an order is this?
I
do. I'm starving.
No, I'm saying I don't care if they are over their limit.
Doesn't he have one of those windows you can go past?
Just because you're Chris Ferreira and you don't know how to handle your money, doesn't mean that you
quick,
can't
sign
buy
another
lunch.
One comes in the mail every day. Go check the mailbox and get a new credit card.
All right, Scott from Atlanta says he loves the show, although the last two have been suspect.
Where's the ones that are praising you again?
He's not reading them.
I'm going in order here. Three questions. One, any word on Tom Brady? Has he shown up for the off-season workouts? He's getting a lot of grief on the chat boards for not being there.
Fred, I wanted to get your opinion on this.
Yes.
What is it?
On what?
Tom Brady not
Tom
being
Brady
here.
Tom Brady not being here.
I'm about ready to say, get your butt over here.
Okay.
All right?
When will that happen?
Only took a month into the program.
He's on his way.
Once the draft happens, from that point on, he has to be here. And I think that might be his plan.
Jeez, if he's not here by the draft.
The first five weeks?
I could care.
The draft is only 2 weeks away.
But I'm not on this. Yeah, but that would be like halfway
through
the whole program.
He's 5 weeks he's missed, Fred. 5 weeks he's missed if he misses after the draft.
May 1st. If he's here May 1st.
He used to be Mr. He's always here. He gets this parking spot. He works harder than anyone.
You don't understand.
I know, I don't.
Of course you don't.
No. Every year he's here the most amount of days. That's why he gets the parking spot. But they're stretched out. This year it's going to be very concentrated from May 1st on. He'll still get that spot.
I find it, first of all, even with
Tom Brady.
But even with that theory, I find it hard to believe that he can't leave Giselle's side now, but he's going to go a full 2 months without leaving her side.
She's got stuff to do, too. I think she's being in the running for a movie. And if that happens, they're not going to see each other for a long time. So they're getting it out of the way.
If that happens, he'd be on location.
Yeah.
You know?
Somebody's got to get her coffee.
No, I don't think it's that big a deal. And I know that fans are starting to get a little concerned about it and wondering where he's been.
It's odd behavior.
I think it's out of character for him. And right. I think also if you get to May, you're saying after the draft, once that rookie minicamp happens, then they're into their passing camps in May.
Right, and he'll be here.
Well, he's got to be by then.
I would hope he would have been here for 3 or 4 weeks before that.
Come on.
I think it's an issue more so not that he's here or not here. It's that it's a large change for him. That's the issue.
Yeah, it's so out of character.
Well, it is a large change. But remember, the offense isn't this year. There isn't a lot of guys he has to get used to this year, where every year in the past he has to
– But it's his physical condition.
Matt Light knows who he's playing next to, but he's still here.
Tom Brady's physical condition does not mean getting into the weight room.
It's a bad argument.
It's just getting in timing with his receivers.
But you think that he
went – right now they're just working out.
That's what I'm saying.
He doesn't need to be
hitting the weight room. It's not, you know, that's not going to help.
But
him.
Why?
So why does Matt Light? I mean, why does anybody?
Oh, come on!
But why is he all?
Is Castle here?
Don't you think this is different?
Yeah,
for him?
Castle should be here every second of the day.
But don't you think this is different?
Just to
for
keep
him?
His locker. Right.
But he doesn't need
it.
To lift weights.
I'm just asking you. Don't you think this is a little different for him? He's usually here.
Yes,
a lot.
It is. But I think
isn't
he's come
Tom Brady
to the
one of the guys?
Career.
Well, all the guys are here.
And I think for once, he's got the same coordinator. He's got the same receivers. He's got the same running.
It just doesn't have the same drive.
He's had one system in his NFL career.
I know, but different players around him. He's got a little bit of consistency. He's getting older. You know, I'm not worried about it.
Stop right there. I want the next word. You just went from I'm about ready to say get your butt in here, and you finish with I'm not worried about it.
If he's here by May 1st, if he's not here by May 1st, then I have to. Question.
If he's
what's
not here by
on?
May 1st, I'm wondering if he's in a holdout.
Right.
God sakes. I mean, May 1st is the end of the program.
All right.
They have like 3 weeks
Michael
after
Strahan
that.
Didn't last year, and he didn't show
That's
up
not the point. I think he could show up September 8th
no one's saying he's
and
not
be
gonna
a
be
good,
good
quarterback. But he's always been the hardworking one
yes.
of the guys. It's his whole
yes.
image that they've built
I
up.
I understand.
This is totally opposite of his image.
I think once he gets here May 1st, he's going to be that guy.
Fred, I'm with you. I don't worry about Tom Brady. I'm with you. I just find it.
Victor Hobson heard that Tom Brady works out a lot. He hasn't seen him since he signed.
I just think it's funny that we have you now on record saying you're not worried about it. We were all really concerned.
Well, Fred, let me ask you a question. What about someone like Moss where they say, come on, we got to lift today? And he says, I don't know. And he said, well, come on, we got to. Well, Tom's not lifting. Why do I have to lift?
Well,
could that be a trickle down effect?
Speaking
at some
of
point?
Which, does anybody know if he's been here?
No.
Randy Maybe Moss? He said, Tom's not there. Right. I'll show up when he does.
Trust me, Tom will set the example
I'm just asking
when it's
you,
time.
See, now, there you go again. I'm not attacking Brady. I'm just asking you, do you fear that it could be a trickle-down effect like that? Where
yeah, if he
says,
stops showing up, yes.
He has.
No.
It used to be that the first day of the program was time for him.
This
He's changed
doesn't
the
count.
Time.
It's once that draft happens. Everything from that point on counts.
It used to count before then.
I just look at his work ethic in general. That's why I'm not overly concerned with him.
Right.
You know, I think his track record has bought him, in my mind, some goodwill. But I don't want to just dismiss it either.
So
I think that
he's
the concerns.
Become,
I don't
he's
think
become
the fans
a regular guy. Human nature has set in.
The other thing,
he's in his
the
ninth year. He doesn't want to work quite as
reasons,
hard.
But I don't know what the reasons are.
The other
are.
Thing you forget is, you know, he has that reputation of being involved all. But every other year he goes on trips. He's visited the Pope. It's just that this year there's cameras following everywhere he goes. We don't know where he is.
And
all
that's why I said I don't know what he's been doing and why he has chosen to do it. If it is different,
all we know, I mean, we
if
know.
You can prove to me that this is
I know,
not the
I know last
longest
year he went
stretch
to Israel
he's
with the Crafts. I know the year before he went to Italy to visit the Pope. He's
right.
been all
now
over
he's
the
whipped.
Place.
Now he's been all of them.
Now he's walking dogs.
Well, now
where,
he comes back to Cranston for
where
a wedding and then goes
when
back
he went
to the
to
West
Italy.
Coast.
I don't know.
Fred, he flew into town for a wedding, didn't even time to squeeze a workout in before he was back on the West Coast.
That's so, he's got things
to
do.
Is he back on the West Coast?
Now's the time to get them done.
That been in the paper? I missed that.
Yeah, he,
TMZ.com had him photographed the day before yesterday, so Tuesday, with the baby again.
Yeah, so you, we know late last week he was in Rhode Island for Dan Copen's wedding.
Right. This is the time to get all that stuff out of the way.
Okay, Matt Light, I don't know why you're here. This is the time to get stuff out of the way.
He doesn't have other things to do.
See you in May. So now it's convenience. We'll do the off-season program if it's convenient. If I got absolutely nothing else to do,
you
got to
give. But you know what? You got to give it to him. He's a great agitator.
He's unbelievable.
Like, what is that stuff that you put in? I don't even know how to explain it. You are amazing at stirring it up.
He just said, if he has time.
Now, if the Patriots,
you know, he didn't mean it like that.
Now, if the Patriots openly. If the Patriots openly pushed these guys to be here at this time, he'd be arguing.
Keith Traylor was cut.
How can they make a brother? They shouldn't have to be forced to do that.
Keith Traylor was cut because he didn't want to be here at this time. They do push it. Let's not pretend it's all voluntary.
Is that good?
Yes.
They push it.
My point is Brady should be here.
Okay, so you have no problem with any team, not just the Patriots, forcing guys to be here for mandatory.
No. If I pay you $5 million, you should be here.
Okay. So. We have you on record for
that.
Okay.
Yes.
A lot of on records here.
Yeah.
It's the only job in the world where they think they earned 4 months off in the off season. I don't know. I work year round.
Okay.
It's a job.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine.
I wouldn't use that as an argument, Andy.
You barely worked those 4 months.
Shut up, all of you.
All right.
Let's get back to it.
I just
want it to be on record that the off-season program is now, if you get time, stop by for a couple minutes.
We need a copy of the show because we got a lot of people on record saying
Fred's sending Brady the perfect push-up. Just do these. You'll be fine. The wide ones.
Tom, where are you on this one?
I don't even think he needs to do that.
I'm with you guys. I'm not concerned, but I find it a little weird. I agree with Fred.
I do find it weird.
This is the time. If you're going to spend time with the baby and everything, you got to do it now.
Who said he's doing that? If he was doing that, I would be a little bit happier.
And just remember, there's cameras following him everywhere he goes. He's done these things in the past.
Yeah,
I didn't have the coverage.
Fred, it's not exactly like he did those things in the past anonymously. We knew all about
those
things. Just because there's a camera on him every day
and
now.
And correct me if I'm wrong, I thought all those things were happening in those 6 to 8 weeks after the season ended and before the off-season program began. That's the time to get all those things done.
He was never, ever here every day.
No one's here every day. We know that. To be the award winner, you don't have to be here every day. You have to do the percentage of all the work.
I happen to know the day before Copen's wedding, he stopped in.
Did a
couple push-ups.
One bead of sweat went down the forehead, and he left.
The reason I'm not overly concerned about it is because I think, and this is not Tom's fault, but I think that his whole aura, I think, has been drastically overblown.
Right.
I think there's probably going to be very little difference when all is said and done between what he's going to do this offseason and to what he's done in the past. And I think that we somehow in the media, and we're part of it, we're to blame for this too. I'm not washing my hands of it. We blow this up that he's the quintessential only guy that puts in all the time and the effort and he gets the parking spot. Well, there are a lot of guys that get parking spots.
Well, but see, I don't think it's been sold as he's the only guy. It's been sold as
he's the hardest working
guy.
Best
guy. Brady does it, so everybody
knows. It's been sold, true or false. I'll ask you, has he been sold as the hardest working guy in the team?
Yeah.
A lot of times.
And but I don't necessarily think that's fair to the rest of the guys.
Just the hard. It's the fact
most
that he's Tom Brady,
he's
still one of the hardest working guys. It's the whole, he does his press conferences at his locker because he's just one of the guys.
And I think that's
one of the guys
is
here working
his.
Out because they'd be cut if they weren't.
I just think that's not necessarily his fault.
We're lucky if there's 40% of the
Do they do any throwing now?
Wait a minute.
Next
month. Now Fred's saying
so they're not doing
dwindling numbers.
Right now?
Not really. Next month there'll be a lot of passing.
Another thing would be that his arms seemed to kind of wear down last year, and I didn't know if they were doing throwing now. Maybe they don't even want him here.
I think there is some issue with that. By the way, there's been every year it seems increasing amount of talk about the pitch count with him, and we've seen it. And I think Tom's right. We've seen him kind of gradually wear down a little bit, you know, in the last couple of years. He throws the ball a lot, and I wonder if maybe there's something. Right shoulder, probable.
But you know what?
Whatever
Tom is doing, it's for the best interest of the team.
But Fred, you know what?
Now we're really on record.
Fair or not, he's been very lucky with his overall health and not missing games and stuff.
Absolutely,
if something
has been lucky,
God forbid something were to happen this season.
God forbid,
what are people going to look back as the catalyst
this guy
for that?
Will.
The offensive line not playing well.
I don't think so.
No, I'm going to say maybe you'd been here in April, you wouldn't be hurt right now.
That's what I think fans are going to say.
You know what?
I'm a negative
one. How stupid is that?
I'd like to get back to something you just said, though. They're lucky if there's 40% of the players here right now.
Yeah, you see the park.
Have you heard that?
All you have to do is look at the parking lot.
Well, Fred, they come in waves. They don't all come at once. There's like three groupings.
Okay, well, I'm just saying it. You know, maybe
because
that's
since there's 60 people on the roster, that means there's 20-something players are working out and the others aren't.
All right, well, you know.
I just thought this place was everybody works out. It's the off-season. I've heard players talking on the plane coming back from the Super Bowl. They want you back so early. It's a
they
big deal around here.
Yeah, those guys were cut.
By the way, he was visiting Pittsburgh, I guess, Kyle Brady.
Guess we're not keeping that anonymous. Those guys were cut, which narrowed it down, and then Paul just says, ah, Kyle Brady.
No team has 100%
enough time has gone by, right?
I'm telling you right now.
I know, but
that's my
you're missing my – this is right, sort of like the Patriots
every
have –
year, let them go.
It used to be just worse when Pete Carroll was here. That's before you. When Pete Carroll was here, everybody would make a big deal about people not being here for the offseason.
They made fun of Drew because the first thing he did was head for the ranch,
and
the last thing
Drew.
He did was
Even
come back.
Other guys, it was like, how many people are here?
Drew took a lot of staff.
You know, and
just
and
let him go.
They were talking percentages. Oh, is it 90%? Who cares? All right?
He started
you
with
you have changed so much over the last 2 years about your beliefs.
He started with,
you don't care?
I want his butt in here.
I
don't
care. Once the draft happens and we have – then I start caring.
Okay.
Then
so where did you fall? You asked Andy his thoughts on – teams making it somewhat mandatory, you know, quote unquote mandatory
right.
to be here.
Right.
And Andy said that he has no problem with that.
He likes that.
What do you think? What's your answer to that same question?
I think as a coach, I would be frustrated when certain guys that I think need it aren't here. Yeah.
Just so you know, San Diego Chargers had 63
players. You know, I'd be one of those coaches.
But you can't I don't think you can do that as a coach. I mean,
pencil
I
in the loss
that,
right
that
now.
Not
hungry.
All the players are the same, but you can't be so blatant about it like
I know,
that.
But in my mind, I would know who are the guys that should be here. And I'd be frustrated if they weren't. And there's nothing I can do about it because in the collective bargaining agreement, they have the right to not be here.
But that's my whole point is in the past, Brady was here, so it made the pressure that much greater
on the other guys.
Joe Schmo, fat lineman, who needs to be here to be
here. When the best player on the team.
How many players have we heard say,
example.
You know, when you get in there and Tom's already working out, I mean, that's pressure.
Absolutely.
Well,
that's
yeah.
why I say it's.
Now Tom's not working out, so that pressure's gone.
It's a creation. That's why I said that, because we do say that stuff
See,
all the
I
time.
See, but I think players buy into it.
And whether or not.
It's forced down their throat.
Whether or not it
you
ends
know,
up
Rodney
having.
You know, Rodney Harrison walks around yelling at guys.
Rodney's
who,
the policeman, right?
Yeah.
I'm guessing he's still here at least.
You know, when he comes in.
He's
it,
one
you
of
know,
the 20 that found time in their schedule to work out.
What does he say to him? You leaving already or something? When a guy's done with his workout?
Guy's got endless energy.
No, can't you just see Bill saying, hey, if you guys got the time,
right.
You come on in, lift a few weights, you know, nothing too strenuous.
Well, to be fair, he started saying that last year at this time when they acquired Randy Moss, when he said if he can fit it in his schedule. So it's been a company line since then, Fred. You're right.
All
off-season
right.
workout, if
we,
you can.
We haven't even finished with Scott.
That'll be
email.
Our new year book, I think.
Scott from Atlanta. Was Tomasi at the press conference yesterday?
Yes.
I'm not a fan of his at all, but was wondering if he would have the guts to show up for the press conference or if they would even let him in the building. No, he was there.
He was here. He asked
and,
a question. Yeah.
And he
also,
got a two-word response.
And he also went to the owners' meetings a couple of weeks ago down in Florida. So.
Yeah.
They can't do that, right, Fred? They can't say you can't come to the –
No,
the press conference.
And there was, though, rumors that Belichick did not have any of the cake that they brought down for his birthday because Tomasi baked it.
I tell you. Working on these jokes for 2 weeks.
Finally, Scott says, how do we get you lunch? Love to do it for you all sometime, but I need the details.
Oh, we got Dumb and Dumber in there at the moment.
Oh,
so.
Boy.
He saved that one for when
relax,
Gary's
I'm
actually
trying to get
back.
You guys lunch.
Well, you're failing miserably.
It's
I know,
1:30.
Tom's trying to get here to get a workout in, but he's not doing that either.
We should do
the best you can. No,
yeah, if you get a chance, get us lunch.
Oh my God! Look at all these emails. This is ridiculous. Oh, this.
Well, Eric only reads one an hour, so.
There's all these naked
women.
I
really hate you.
You see his face while chewing on his little fig
really
Newton.
Hate you.
Let's see.
Me too.
Let's see, Frank. Writes in. Where's Frank from? Frank is from.
I'm supposed to say hate's a strong word.
where? What did he say? Where's Frank? Oh, Winnipeg.
Okay.
A lot of Canadian
just
people
read it.
Writing in today. I just like to see where
Frank,
are
Fred, from. I don't know if you know this, but he's been given pre-draft scouting reports of all the members of
performance
PFW
performance reviews.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, he says Dear PFW crew, upon further review, here is Tom Casale's revised performance review in draft speak. Positives: 1, super analyst and the gospel on the draft. 2, straight on. Casale has a stunning video skill set, but he must avoid the unflattering profile shot at all costs.
Fred liked that shot.
3, has a passion for the chainsaw, loves to cut through the bull on overhyped players. 4, a real tough dude, can take a good shot and sometimes takes an extra shot for the road. Negatives: could be a nightmare for management to sign, might hold out. A rebel, has a fetish for plaid shirts, a video taboo, has some unresolved off-field issues in upstate New York, and needs to be mentored by a strong father figure like Fred Kerr.
And that's where it's all gone sour.
To retain street cred, PFW in Progress needs a streetwise, tough guy, anti-hero to play off choir boys and father figures. Could be an excellent in video, either direct from Gillette Stadium or on a remote gig from Vegas. Recommendation: trade up ahead of the competition and re-sign the sheriff. So that's from Frank in Winnipeg.
Thanks, Frank. They don't got the money to re-sign me, though. I'm Will Fork. I'm looking for the big contract.
So are you going to Vegas? Is that what I hear?
What do you mean? Is that what you hear?
That's what he says. He says, good luck in the desert.
No, I told you already that when I go there, I'm going to talk to a guy. Talk to this guy like twice.
Okay. I'm just saying, are you going over there?
We're going on vacation.
Okay. And then I'm going to talk to a guy when you're there?
Yeah. I mean, we haven't talked like money or anything like that.
Who's this guy?
Well, I mean,
it's a guy.
We know it's better.
Well, you don't know that. I don't get paid that poorly.
Are you going to tell him where you work?
He already knows.
Okay. Do I have to give you a recommendation?
I don't know. I haven't accepted any kind of offer or job.
What kind of job is it?
It's like director of communications type thing.
Really? For a casino?
No, just for like a company.
They want you to direct their communications?
I have to be honest with you. I don't really know anything about the. I don't know anything really about the
you
job.
You should work for one of the casinos in the.
You start
book.
It, finish it.
That would be a great job. I would do that.
What?
Working.
You just lost the job because Fred's applying.
Fred. I have a pretty good job here, so I'm not just going to leave.
Not that I'm kicking you out the door anything, but I'm just saying.
I'm
just
saying, I can't tell you that I'm going to go work in Vegas when I haven't even sat down and talked to the guy about money, what the job is, you know, if I like it there. I'm not just going to move across the country. You know me. I don't like change.
All right. They want a spokesman who says, you know what?
JY says, how do we get scheduled to play at Indy again? Why don't they come out to Gillette? Are we going to have to put up with that piped-in crowd noise again? That game last year was total bull blank as far as officiating an illegal manufactured crowd noise goes. I agree.
I guarantee it won't be as loud because they're losing the low dome, small dome, round dome effect.
Good
Those
point.
Big domes don't radiate the sound like the old-fashioned ones do.
And that one in particular was very small.
Yeah. So.
And it's on a rotating.
Of course, they might have bigger speakers, but.
That's true. And Pelion, you know, he can get it done. He's cutting
Although,
edge.
He and Bill and Robert, they've all, you know,
that
patched
was,
things
yeah,
up.
It's a little nauseating.
They're kissing cousins now.
But that week is up now. I can call him Pelion again.
I'm still impressed by what he said about
I was impressed. I told you that next morning I was impressed. But I don't think they had to say that.
I have to lay off him a little bit. Just a little bit.
I gave him a 1 week.
Yeah.
Oh, this means he won't be near us again.
You're going to pronounce
right?
it Pelion?
Yeah. No. Okay. Still Pelion, but right. I won't go
we
out
lost
of my
that
way.
Entertainment factor.
Yeah,
I'm sure he'll have his own.
But he's such
or
an egomaniac, though. He'll probably still just sit in the press box with us.
Yeah.
Just to be seen and heard. You all right over there?
What's the matter?
I'm hungry.
Andy just jumped up like something bit him in the butt. What happened?
I just dropped my ID.
All right,
you guys don't have to get all. Seriously, do we have lunch on the way? Two-gender?
You know,
it's coming.
Eric is right, by the way. To answer the question, legitimate, it's a rotating basis. In 05 and 06, we were in Foxborough to play the Colts, and in 07 and 08.
Pittsburgh's come here twice in a row.
Right, come here.
And the issue is they both win the division. So the year when it's actually decided by the schedule and the division and everything, it's them automatically.
Right, we were scheduled to play a team from the AFC South this year, and we had, like you said, Andy, we had
one
to play
versus
the
one.
Yeah, if Jacksonville had won the division,
we'd be going to Jacksonville
and not playing any at all.
Now, how come they haven't? I'll turn to you, Fred. Are they going to be updating this? They're going to continue with this scheduling format? Or?
I was actually thinking the same
thing.
Almost
next year
is the last
done.
Year. Remember, they did it from 02
to
09.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
Of course, they have bigger fish to fry right now with the league.
They may not have
a
10 season or an 11. No, it could be 11.
10 would be an uncapped season.
10 would be the uncapped year, and then
11.
All hell would break loose and that would be all over.
And you know what? The sky is falling scenarios and they'll get it worked out. I'm not worried about it.
I don't think there's any chance that they play in a season under an
right.
cap
that's what
year.
I mean. They can cry all they want and then both sides will cry. Oh, sorry. Speaking of, did you see Kyle Turley and
yes.
Oh, Robert Smith
debating the whole injured veterans money on Dan Le Batard, and Kyle Turley yells, "And if you don't buy that, then bleep you."
Yeah. No.
And Dan Le Batard goes, "Whoa, hey, whoa, we're gonna take a break. I don't know what to do." Ah.
Really shocked that Kyle Turley flew off the handle.
Tremendous.
Yeah.
He'd fit in on this show.
I just walked in. I'm shocked that Dan Le Batard has his own show.
Yeah, and his partner is Stugatz. Isn't that a bad word?
Yeah.
I thought that lady got all mad when they used to call him Pete Stugatz Shepherd.
Yeah. Well,
what does it mean?
I don't really know what it means.
I think it's the testicles, right? Eric?
Eric, you don't have any, but do you know the word?
What? What are you doing over there?
It's the Sopranos music. Just answer the question. Is it testicles?
It's not. It's not a good
one. So it's balls?
Well, it has...
Like, that guy's got balls, he's got Stugatz.
It's something like blank my balls, right?
It's Italian...
Why did I blank out the first word?
I didn't know what you're talking about, blank my balls.
Some Italian dialect words can have various meanings, so...
There we go.
So
we just asked you a simple question.
And it depends if you're in northern Italy, or sometimes, you know, if you're down in Sicily... You know,
well, what are the other meanings? Because I don't think balls is that bad.
I don't know what any other of the meanings are. That's the one I've heard. The various dialects.
So it's just balls.
Yeah, it's
bleep balls.
I mean, it's not something you can't say. To be honest with you, I heard that word constantly growing up in my house and with my grandparents and stuff, and I never knew it to be a dirty word until that Wino Line open on EEI.
With so it's
old,
not
that
bad.
Old lady says it's one of the dirtiest words that
you
can say.
Yeah, it's not that bad.
I can't imagine it being that bad.
Well, it's like schmuck. But, I mean, you know what a schmuck is, right?
No.
Right.
Well, it's penis.
It is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that why they take that word out on TV?
Yes.
I didn't know that. I always wondered why they didn't say that word.
Schmuck.
Some movies, they bleep that out on TV.
Yeah.
So you got your schmuck and your Stugatz.
Let's see. Ken liked Eric. He said, Eric kicked Fred's ass hosting the show. He might not be capable of reading and talking at the same time, but in the host spot, he's able to bring a level of intelligence to the show that lifts all of you from the level of a bunch of bickering third graders to a bunch of bickering fourth graders.
I concur.
So Eric lifts us up a grade.
See, now, usually I would have just said I agree, but...
Right.
Eric has enlightened me, and now I say I concur.
Ken also says, having Wes Welker on the show on the 4th was the best thing you guys have ever done, even if it was impromptu. The guy fits right in. You need to get him back around from time to time. You know what I'm thinking? Tuesdays from 4 to 6, a player's show.
That's their day off.
Right.
They're not going to want to come in here.
No, you get a sponsor to pay him. Not us. We can't pay him because of the collective bargaining agreement. We get a sponsor to pay him to have their own show.
I think it'd be great. People would love it if you
can convince them to come in. I think they make enough money that they wouldn't want to come in.
Oh, some of these guys.
No. They come in.
These guys are fighting over free T-shirts. Are you kidding me?
I was going to say, too bad they cut Colvin.
I was going to say, Colvin's like, I know I'm not on the team anymore, but I'd be willing to do the show.
You throw some greenbacks in front of those guys, they'd be in a second.
It's unbelievable.
Who's fighting for free T-shirts?
All of them. Anything free. They're grabbing it.
And how come I didn't get a T-shirt?
Have you never seen Colvin on the plane with the waters?
No.
He takes the water.
He's got a vending machine business that he pumps out of the plane.
Oh, you never noticed that?
I've never seen him do that.
Wow. He usually asks you if you're going to use your water, if you're going to drink your water.
On the phone right now is Salt in Orlando. Salt, how's Pepper?
She's doing great. How are you guys doing?
Good.
I read on Pro Football Weekly that the Patriots are really interested in Cedric Ellis. What do you guys... How much truth do you think?
Well, so far they're interested in every player that's going to be drafted in the top 10.
I did read that blurb in the fake PFW, and I don't know. I'm not sure. Tom says, there's too many smoke screens out there.
That's what they love to draft.
Well, that might be where the value is here.
And he's an elite prospect,
yes.
So I could see why they'd be interested in him.
You know,
in another year, he might be the guy that Bill would joke about. You know, we're not going to get up there to get Ellis because he's big, he's fast, athletic, he can play.
How good do you think he's going to be?
I think he's the best player in the draft.
He's a nice player.
I think he's good, but how much better is he going to be than Ty Warren, Vince Wilfork, or Richard Seymour?
Right.
And unless you know those guys are already gone?
I think he's the best player in the draft personally, but I also think Vince Wilfork's the best nose tackle right. in the NFL. So how much better
move.
How much better is he going to be than Wilfork?
That's what I was thinking, so I don't know.
Of course, then if you don't re-sign Wilfork,
like
though.
It was like a, I don't know, it seems like a waste. I mean, there's bigger needs, but I understand.
But what if they think that they're not going to be able to re-sign Wilfork? What if they've already spoken to his agent and said
that? I understand that, you know. I understand that. And, you know, Seymour has fallen off the map of lately. So, I mean, I can understand the pick, but I just think you got no one at linebacker and you kind of got no one at corner. I know corner's a huge reach. At that number seven
But that's
spot,
where, but. And I think what Bill talked about yesterday with the value, and that's why I say that the defensive lineman might be the value pick because you can't take a cornerback.
Salt, I'm with you.
Opinion.
When they say the Patriots select Cedric Ellis, you call in, we'll be live on the air, and you and I can boo together like fans when Jets do. Because I'll be booing.
Like fans when Jets do.
Okay. You're going to resign? You're going to resign like
back
Paul?
To third
no, that's
no,
me.
No,
I'm not going to resign.
That's
I got a mortgage to pay.
That's my territory.
But I'll still boo and complain.
Come on, he's overrated. He only made four All-Pro.
I resign.
Ah, you're right. He stinks now.
You guys know
that's what Borges would write.
Do you guys know when the tickets come out?
Fred,
tickets are. I'm just reading email. I'm doing show prep.
Starting the show.
Hello, Fred.
No, I know that they have to be the final proofs have to. You going to be quiet so I get an answer? The proofs have to be in the printer by April 22nd, so they'll probably be out, you know, by the end of May in the mail.
So, Salt, were you asking when your actual season tickets are shipped or when they go on sale? So
no,
you're looking for individual game tickets.
Oh, when they go on sale. Usually that's...
Did it already happen?
No, that's usually...
They put those four tickets out there, everybody bids on them.
Well, they can't put the tickets out till the schedule comes out.
Right.
So
it's usually
probably
mid-May
May
or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
May.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. All righty, guys.
Why? Are you coming up for a game?
I was hoping, me and Pepper were hoping that they closed at home, but they close away.
Yeah.
And we're not going to, she won't come up before Christmas because she misses her family or whatever. I couldn't care less. But
she sounds like a real pain in the ass.
We're probably going to see him in Miami again. She almost got me killed last game in Miami, making fun of all the fans and... She almost got me stabbed, so.
In Miami? I didn't think they cared that much.
Oh, she was like, she wasn't even drunk. She was like a drunk person, though. Oh, your team sucks. It's the Randy Moss show. Oh, you call that a team, and da-da-da-da-da.
So she was doing play-by-play?
Yeah, every play she'd be like, you call that a team? We're going to put our second stringers in and still beat you guys. And,
and that's where she lost
Matt
it.
Castle, then they put Matt Castle in, and then... And that was that pick.
Yep. So. Poor Dolphins fans. That was their victory for the day. Their second team couldn't beat us.
All right, Salt.
All right, Salt.
Take it easy, guys.
Okay, go shake Pepper. All right. Okay.
I was going to say you could grind Pepper.
Ooh, that's even better. Yeah. Back to the email. Bill and Malden's very mad at us for making fun of Eric and his lifestyle. I agree. I don't think we should do that.
Fred, stop perpetuating
the guy
that.
Who what? Broke the rule first.
I don't want them to do it anymore.
I don't believe for a second that Bill Malden is really upset.
I don't
upset.
Have a lifestyle.
I
don't have a life.
No,
we kid.
Yeah.
We kid.
I've
kid.
Been
and we have no problem with the lifestyle for those of you that actually
None.
Do lead that.
Right. And
None.
It's a running joke on the show, and I told Eric the one way he can stop this joke.
No,
eHarmony.com or one of those dating websites and start going on dates with women.
Fred, don't you think that's a good idea?
What?
I mean,
no.
Let me go through what happened with me. Can I go
are
through
you one
quick?
Of those 20% that got denied on eHarmony? Did you hear about
yeah,
that?
Yeah.
I didn't
know. No. Do tell.
No, you give company out chemistry.com.
They reject certain people.
Their marketing pitch is that on eHarmony, 20% of the people don't even get accepted to be on the site.
Oh, because you have to be
but
at a certain
chemistry,
like,
you
that
could
social
be
class? Well, yeah, they look for
but the one I was on, Eric.
So you would be all set with your highbrow
Eric,
antics.
Listen to me.
Don't be jealous.
Highbrow and higher forehead.
Eric, listen to me. The one I was on for a month. I met four girls off of it.
Yeah, you lucked out.
The first two, there was nothing there. I mean, they were pretty good looking, but they were kind of earthy.
They were men.
The third one, when we were talking.
They had Stugats.
The third one. We got talking on the phone, and it turned kind of sexual. So we met in Lake George for dinner, and we kind of knew it was only a question of when and where. The when was after dinner. The where was on a picnic table. On a picnic table. by the way, if you go up there, choose carefully. I left something for them to remember me by.
Did the picnic table have the hole for the umbrella in the middle?
No. Oh. And then the fourth girl I met was Allison. I had like
that's
2 days
the one in Israel.
Left.
You met Allison on the internet?
Holy Christ!
Where the hell have you been?
I never knew that.
You don't listen.
Is this the man?
Yes. So
that's amazing.
And then we just started talking on the phone, and we met, and we got along, and.
Okay, so there you go.
They found a picnic table, and now they're married.
He lucked out. He lucked out.
No, you can't luck out if you don't try.
My friend Jimmy
did it for a month. He did it for a month, and he met his wife.
But a lot of people do it.
That's great.
It's very common now. It's not like this.
If you do it for a year and you meet your wife, so what?
It's socially accepted.
You tell me you meet more than four girls in a month?
Yeah.
In a year.
A good friend of my wife.
Probably in a year.
Did the same thing, and, you know, speaks very highly of it.
Just do it.
There's nothing wrong with it because you get to talk to someone on, you know, with the emails first to see if you kind of – then you move to phone. So it's kind of
and
like
the FBI only monitors like 10%, so you won't get caught.
See, Eric, you know what the problem I have with you is?
Nobody.
You have a lot of problems.
No one.
When you're single
– what'd you say, Fred?
Usually when you're single, you'll try anything to get a girl. You know what I mean? Like you just – what's wrong with you?
When you're single, when you're like 25, you do that.
So when you're
so
10 years old,
what are you just given up? You've given up?
So when you're
35, joining the priesthood?
No.
It's done?
No. See, I would think that would be the opposite.
Eric, yes, the more narrow your selection pool is, the more you need to do it.
That's desperation.
It's not, no.
Boyfriends who have great skills.
That's why I would think it would be the opposite. When you're like 35, you're like, you know,
what's
if these things are
trying
important to,
find, to
me, I got to do something here. It's
trying to fall in love is desperation, trying to find a woman.
Eric's out there hanging around the confessional at St. Paul's in Woonsocket. He thinks he's going to meet somebody there. Get on the internet.
Boyfriends who have great
skills. Get on the internet.
Anyone?
I think you should give it a try. It's $20. I'll pay for it.
You're not going to pay for anything.
$20. I'll pay for it.
When have you ever repaid a bet that you made?
Still owe me two
this
bets.
Isn't a bet. I'd pay for it. If we
this
bet
is a month worth of entertainment.
If we bet, I won't pay for it, just like Dan Formosi, who sent me an email, says you still owe me for that.
Eric, is there anyone in the building that you're interested in? Because we could help you out there.
Oh, we know the answer to that.
Oh, all right. Hey, now.
You know
and they're
his,
so far above his rim.
I was
going
to say, he thinks that his league is
yeah, that I think that's part
problem.
Of the problem.
High standards.
Yeah, he's really in the development league,
you
but he's in the NBA.
Lower your standards, raise your average.
And we all have good-looking wives, but we don't have supermodels because we can't date supermodels.
What makes you think that everyone in this building that I'm interested in is a supermodel?
Hi, this is Christina Acker from...
Okay, one exception.
Okay. All right.
They're getting specific.
Way to go, Junior.
Nice.
You're not in her league.
How did you don't know, though.
I know.
Hey, all I know is that Billy Bob Thornton went out with Angelina Jolie.
Yeah. Eric gets $1 billion.
They actually were married.
We
big difference. Yeah. That's an ugly guy who's rich.
And talented. And
so what are you doing?
Angelina Jolie is freaking crazy.
It's true.
If you're not going to try the online dating thing, tell me what are you doing?
I'm just not worried about it.
Should I give out my next
idea? If you're not worried about it, I'm not going
to. Well, if you're not worried about it, then that's fine.
The HGTV idea?
What's that?
No, that's him being ridiculous.
You're going to get a show on that? Design show?
No. He'll be the subject of a show. Just one episode. Generally on that channel, they have these really nice homes that are like gorgeously decorated. The yard is perfect. Everything.
Right. It was the couple that owns the home.
Of the couple. And, you know, some might call them partners. Yeah. So I told Eric to just go down that route. If he's not gay, just try it. See what happens.
I'm going to be honest with you. I have never said this before, and I've never thought it. I think you're a homosexual. That's my honest opinion.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
No, there isn't. That's what I believe.
We support you. We just want you to find somebody.
Oh,
man,
up.
Woman, dog, whatever it is.
You got emails to read.
You'd be a happier guy to work with.
But wait a minute. He's not worried about it. So then we shouldn't be worried about it.
But sometimes don't you have to worry for your friends and your coworkers?
But he's not worried.
I worried for years about that stuff, so I'm just tired of it. I don't worry about it anymore. If it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, fine. I don't care.
We're just trying to help you out.
I tried every route possible.
You
tried every...
The internet?
Kidnap?
We talked about this already.
Yes.
You haven't tried at all.
You tried sexual assault.
You're not helping the cause, Fred.
How about prison? You start a pen pal with women in prison? Find out when they're going to get out?
I got a letter from a guy in prison yesterday.
For him, I think they call that heaven.
Just read the emails.
Tony's in Dayton, Ohio. He's on the line. Tony,
Dayton,
how you doing?
Things Eric doesn't
Tony.
Do.
How you guys doing?
How you doing?
We're doing good.
First-time caller, long-time listener.
All right, thank you.
I love the show, guys. Glad you're back, Fred.
Okay. I'm glad I'm back, too. It's been a long, long hiatus.
Yeah. Hey, I had a question. I mean, over this Spygate stuff, I mean, what are they going to do, wait till the season starts to bring this up again?
Well, we like to call it Cameragate, but it's really out of the Patriots' hands. It's up to the NFL right now.
Huh. Yeah, because it seems like, you know, they want to wait around until, like, the season starts so they can screw it up.
Yeah, it's up to this Walsh kid and his lawyers, really. I mean, they're just waiting for him to come forward. That's all it is. You know, the Patriots, basically, they made their last stand during the owners' conference. They said what they had to say. Now they're just waiting for this guy to come forward. Right?
Right.
You know?
Yeah. I agree with you.
Yeah, I just didn't want the season to start again and have to get in a...
I agree. I want this thing over, and I can guarantee you, if it doesn't get rectified by then, it will come up again.
And everybody agrees. Issue. That's the one thing that 100% agreement on, whether you think the Patriots cheated and built a dynasty by cheating or are on the other end did nothing wrong, everybody just wants it to end.
Yeah, well, some.
Right.
Who doesn't want it to end?
I'm sure there's some people that love watching the Patriots, you know, what do you call it, in the wind?
No, but
dangle?
Even,
dangle
but
in the wind over there.
Flavor of the month.
What do you call it in the wind?
I think no matter what you think, you want it to end.
Twist, I meant.
Okay, twist in the wind, whatever.
Sorry.
The bigger word.
Eric, I'm surprised you didn't help me there.
He's mad at all.
He's tuned out.
Is he mad?
Yeah,
he is mad.
He's sulking.
He just hit me with his purse.
That was funny.
I didn't think Eric did that bad of a job.
No.
There you go.
He was okay once, 2 months ago.
I mean, how can you do that bad of a job if you're following in my footsteps, really? I mean, you know.
True.
Self-deprecating humor for Fred. Always
a winner. Always a fan. Which lands better than anyone? Anyone?
Anyone?
I got a little another little question here. I mean, I'm a big fan out here in Ohio, and I heard a rumor that they was going to they're changing a uniform maybe next year, or they're going to wear their throwbacks or something like that.
Yeah, they are going to go. The alternate jersey is going to change from the gray or silver. More like gray
or dirty
back
white.
Back to red. So that's going to be an alter. It's going to be not necessarily a throwback red, but it's going to be a red jersey.
Okay.
I think
great.
It's
yeah,
cool.
that would look a lot better.
Yeah,
I'd
I think
say.
It's going to be.
Have
cool
you seen
too.
It, Fred?
No.
I've
but
yet-
I always thought that the red jersey with the new logo would look awesome.
I have yet to meet the fan who really likes the silver jersey. So I think that's a good move to
get
away from.
It's just not silver.
Right. How can you like it?
It's dirty.
Yeah.
It's dirty.
To be perfectly honest with you, I have a silver authentic alternate jersey, and it looks great on the street, but it looks like crap on TV.
On TV, it doesn't pick up the shininess.
That's what a lot of people say, Tony.
Yeah,
well, hey, it was a good talking to you guys.
Okay,
right,
Tony, Dayton, Ohio.
Thank you. I listen to you every chance I get, man.
And we appreciate it. We appreciate it, Tony. All right, that's Tony from Dayton, Ohio.
Don't be afraid to send lunch. If you got $250 for a silver alternate jersey.
You got 16 minutes.
Yeah, I keep looking in there. Is it coming? Yeah, it's on the way. It's on the way.
It's on the way.
My ass.
Let's see, Jason from Chiba, Japan, wants to know where the hell Tom was last week.
I should go say hello.
We didn't talk about that. And, you know, Tom had some things to take care of. But anyway, Paul, I like you, but you're an idiot.
Thank you.
How can you persist in these arguments with Fred? Everyone listening can hear in his voice that he knows he's wrong. Don't get into it. Save yourself and us the trouble. We were all glad to hear that you got to take your frustrations out on some lady buying diapers. Just take it easy or you'll blow a gasket and need diapers just like Andy. What happened with the diapers?
Don't even believe
it. Oh, you didn't hear this? I missed that.
So I assume Fred, you guys already told the story then?
On the air,
yesterday.
Not to Fred, though.
Yeah. Oh,
or Tuesday.
I was at Babies R Us, you know, one of those real tough places where you got to walk around with one finger on the trigger at all times.
Right.
I'm in line waiting to get – there was one person already at the checkout, one person in front of me, and me. That was the only register open. Guy comes over to the register next, says, you know, I can take you over here.
Right.
I kind of took a step back. The woman in front of me was now basically getting ready to be the – person being waited on. I paused a second. I asked these guys, should I have specifically said, well, you can go? Because she was ahead of me.
Right.
You know, whatever.
I
didn't.
Have paused.
I didn't. I went over. I get in the line. So now I'm up there and she
ding,
says,
ding.
She says, I guess I wasn't next. And my guess is that she said it a little louder than she wanted to. And I heard it and I turned around and I said, you can go ahead of me. That's fine. Oh, no, that's okay. I said, so you just wanted to bitch about it.
Good.
Okay.
what was that?
Like the Godfather.
So long story short, we end up going back and forth a little bit. And
At one point, he threw the diapers down and said, you want to go? You did not. No, he did.
You
did. No, he
say
did.
You want to go.
He didn't mean he wanted to fight her, but he said, but you want to go, meaning you want
to
go.
Fred, she says to me, I said, no, you can go. I'm not. She goes, oh, you're in a rush. I said, no, I'm not in a rush. You can go right ahead of me. And then she said, no, again. I said, so you just want to bitch about it.
Right.
And then you just want to be able to bitch.
And then she said, oh.
And then she goes, I see you have the diapers there. You obviously have kids. That's why you're irritable. And that's when I put the bag down. Ooh. And I pointed at him and said, don't ever say anything about my kids again.
Go.
And I said, and if you want to go in front of me, go in front of me. And then I said, and that's what Andy says. I said, you want to go? Go. Meaning go in front of me. Andy thinks I was challenging Paul Kachanin.
You want to consider it?
Yeah,
consider
I like it the first way better.
Right. Andy thinks that was me saying,
It'll go down in legend that you did challenge.
A fat housewife to a fight.
Then he stalked her in the parking lot after.
And then when I was leaving, again, she says, oh, so you're all set now? I'm glad you were ready to go. And I just looked at her and said, you're a miserable, miserable woman. And I walked out and went to the car. But now I was really mad.
Right.
So
you smashed it.
No, he grabs his pipe. So I drive my car back over to the door, hoping that she's going to come out and I hadn't missed her. And I rolled my window down and I was going to say,
I could always eat your salad.
Go home and kiss that poor, miserable bastard of a husband. For having a
but
live
she
with
was
you.
Hiding because she saw him stalking her.
She wasn't there, so I just drove home.
She called
home.
Security. Stripper said he called Papa Gino's at 127, and so we need to plug thedirty.com.
Dirty.
Consider it plugged.
Thedirty.com for a new site is getting a lot of press.
Yeah.
I was going to say, we could only aspire to be as big as thedirty.com
someday. Is there more since the Matt Leinart stuff?
No, I think that's it.
They were involved. No, they were involved. Strippers will, I'm sure.
It's very
right in,
funny.
They,
I've seen random pictures that, like, the little caption makes me laugh.
Like 2 days later, they were involved in something else that I saw the Dirty getting.
Now, how does that work, strippers? Do you have just count on moles to send you photos?
Yeah, I think
is that
so.
How
yeah.
that all is?
Yeah.
Is that the same thing with like TMZ.com?
Yeah, yeah, that's what it
Where
is.
Where do you cross over into like you have to pay people? For
I think
stuff?
Some of them they might.
They
pay.
Do. TMZ definitely pays people.
Yeah.
Well,
sure.
They've gotten big because now they have a TV show.
Yeah,
I know
they're huge.
The other night.
They pay people for sure. They're like the online version of the Inquirer.
These paparazzis, that's their living.
Well, I know like.
They got one picture and they're
the
set for the year.
Specific ones, but I'm talking about like some kid at a college party who pulls out a camera phone and just clicks. Does that kid get $50 or does he just get the right to say,
he can,
I was the guy who sent it into
call,
the dirty.
He can call TMZ or email him and say, this is what I
highest
have.
Highest bidder, you know?
And if it's something good, I'm sure they'll pay for it.
Yeah.
Like if he was at a college party and he had Bill Belichick kissing a girl, he's going to get money for that regardless.
Kind of like when I went to Paul's wedding and we went by Bunghole Liquors and I wanted to take a picture, but I didn't have a camera phone back then.
Yeah, you'd have gotten a fortune for that.
Just outside of Peabody
I just wanted
Square.
To laugh. Bunghole Liquors. Eric, you like bunghole licking.
See, he always has to take it.
You know, that's just not right. That's just not right.
Oh, come on, Eric. That's the normal stuff. Let's get back on track here.
I say Eric does not show up here tomorrow, and I believe this is his last day of work.
Well, he made it past the first of the year. I never saw that coming.
Jason,
yeah, we all lost.
Jason,
the over-under, we all lost.
I remember that.
Jason continues. He says, having Eric with a K hosting isn't nearly as bad as hearing Tom and Andy rip on him for things Fred does all the time. I know, as Paul said, he should be setting the bar a bit higher than Fred, and I agree, but half the hosting problem was you two clowns interrupting to say nothing.
Is this Jason again?
Yeah.
Yeah. See, I
don't get
like
me wrong.
Guy.
I hate the pompous douche as well as you know. I'm just saying.
So he hates all of us, apparently.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I just
he,
me and Jason have never especially. Gotten along. We
Jason's
never will.
One of those, you know, like there's
he's
a lot
miserable because he has to
alone.
Live in Chiba,
yeah,
Japan.
Exactly.
But why does
know,
he have to?
He resents the
know.
Fact that we're doing this, and he thinks he could do it better.
Yeah, and he can't.
What does he do? Do we know what he does in Japan?
I don't know.
Chiba?
I don't know.
He's probably doing some
But he
job.
Has a quick who would you rather keep game, Junior Seau or Teddy Bruschi?
Seau.
Really?
Unfortunately, Bruschi's already back.
I think Seau was the more productive player.
Oh, no question. Oh,
yeah. Rodney or Wes Welker?
Wes Welker.
Nick or Ellis?
Nick Cazier or Ellis Hobbs?
Or Ellis Hobbs, I guess.
Hobbs only because they have better depth at offensive line.
Okay. I agree.
Wes Britt can play.
And finally.
Contribution. It took an hour and 50 minutes.
Randy Moss or Adalys Thomas?
Randy Moss.
Adalys Thomas.
Given the line. Play.
For the same reason Eric just did.
What? What was it?
I would go with the linebacker because they don't have any, whereas someone's going to catch the passes. So they won't have a guy who catches 23 touchdowns, I admit.
True.
But.
P.S. Credit me with coming up with the PFW brand anus wipes, smiling as you're doing what Tom said that one time. I don't know what he said that one
time. Gary, am I supposed to read this? I didn't know if he wanted me to or not. Strippers chime back in. He said, subject, we have the dirty army. He says, we got an Arizona football player suspended for video of blanking his girl at a pool party.
I actually heard about that.
Why is that cause for suspension? An Arizona Cardinal or an Arizona football player?
The University of Arizona.
University of Arizona.
Was she hot? What?
Oh.
Tell me you guys weren't all thinking it.
What? She lives in Arizona. She's probably hot.
But that's worthy of a suspension?
I like how Gary
conduct had, unbecoming of an Arizona football player.
Gary had to cross out the bad word and put in the word that he wanted Tom to say.
He wrote blanking.
Yes. Yeah,
I would have read it for sure. And it's not the word you think it. It's not. It doesn't start with an F. No.
Yes, it
does.
It does. It does, but it's a different F word.
Yeah, it's a different. It's not the F word. But look,
what?
When you punch, you make a
whoa,
easy.
Whoa.
What are you,
you don't see a problem
like
with that,
this
Eric?
His password? Remember password?
First of all, why is he doing that? I've never understood that whole phenomenon.
Well, no, I don't either.
Oh, yeah.
What? If I can stick that up there, then
the rest I got to work with is not even going to leave a mark.
Exactly. Don't ever say that again.
Or I'm going to stick this inside you.
And just so you know, Gary may be uncomfortable.
Strippers also wants to know what I thought of the Bill Belichick South Park episode.
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen it?
Have you seen it?
Oh, yeah.
We all saw it.
Yeah.
And?
It was funny.
I didn't think it was that funny.
Oh.
I thought
Gary, cue the voice.
No. I think it could have been funny, but I don't think it was that funny.
The whole world thought it was funny except for...
How do I reach these kids?
You know, I
do you know the movie?
I thought it was below the South Park level.
Do you know the movie?
I thought it's one of the top five all time.
Do you know the movie it was spoofing?
Yeah, it was
Stand and Deliver.
Stand and Deliver, right.
So no, you don't.
No,
I misinterpreted the rules.
If you cheat, come on, Fred. It was funny.
Savvy.
He didn't think it was funny. Of course, he thinks the movie Lost in Translation.
But that kind of, I think that confirms what we all thought last Thursday, when no one wrote in and talked about it, because I don't think anybody else really thought it was. People in New England didn't think it was funny. Patriots
fans
didn't like it.
I wasn't offended.
Fred, I
could care less.
You know that Comcast took off the description of that South Park on our guide?
Is that right?
I called them. Because every other South Park has the description, and I finally got to talk to someone.
They're stupid.
Well, no, they said that we didn't feel it was appropriate for this area.
It would have curiosity. Nothing less would have made people want to watch it.
Right. And we've actually wanted to put out a call to our listeners. Anyone who's in another area that may have actually had the description,
we'd
like to know what it
tape
said.
Or something.
If go in your guide, I'm sure they're still replaying it on whatever, on demand. If you can find that description for us that they used everywhere except here, we'd be interested to see how it was worded.
But I don't think that Patriots fans thought it was funny. And Fred kind of is confirming what we thought last week.
Everyone review the section on sportscasters forgiving the Patriots for cheating and saying it was no big deal. I'll be right back.
I just think it's a very funny show, and that didn't reach their standards.
I think they had
a good concept, and they didn't really hit it.
Oh, I thought they hit it.
I think it would have been funnier, Fred, if you had made...
What could they have done to make it funny for you?
Funnier lines.
I think maybe make fun of Bill Belichick.
The white man,
I think the concept was good.
The white man's way to get ahead is cheating?
Right.
You don't think that's funny?
I think it's a good concept. I just don't think the writing was that good.
Did you see that movie that they spoofed?
I saw it. I know what it's about.
He obviously did.
I hadn't seen the movie. I know I've seen the movie. I remember the movie.
I know I've seen the movie.
I didn't see the movie. It's a
bad neighborhood. Right. Christ or, you know, reform school.
First of all, anyone who likes South Park in an episode that Cartman leads the way is a first step in funny.
Yeah.
So that's automatic. And then the material was great. I thought both subject lines, not just the Patriots part, but the genitalia and all that other stuff was very funny.
Just before the last Super Bowl, Bill Belichick gathered his football players and said, let's win this one for real. Just this one time.
Just this one time.
Let's not cheat. You know what happened? They lost.
Come on, that's funny.
See that? His not even cracking a smile convinces me that that's what. And look, that's fine. If you didn't think it was funny, that's why you didn't think it was funny. Not because you didn't think the writing was funny.
But it's
you didn't like what they were writing about.
You could see it coming a mile away. It wasn't clever.
I didn't see it coming.
I thought it was
funny. No. I'm not saying the show. But that line. You see that? You know what happened? Yeah, they lost.
No.
Everybody knows
that. Well, that's the facts.
I know, but that's it's not funny.
That was the last line, Fred.
I know.
There was a whole episode that led up to that.
A lot like that. I was like, oh, okay.
When you cheat and you lose, you're a cheater. When you cheat and win, you're savvy.
I weren't looking to laugh.
No, I was. Somebody said, oh, you got to watch this. It's great.
Who said that?
It was on the internet. I watch it on YouTube.
Be funny if it was somebody else.
Well, I was hoping it was like the guy Fred usually talks
to.
If this was Palayan, it would have been dropped in hysterical.
It'd be up on Patriots.com as we speak.
Let's fill in piping in crowd noise
for cheating. Right.
And that's the funniest thing that Fred Kirsch has ever seen.
All right.
All right.
Let's see. Steve McNair has retired.
Yes.
Oh, you knew that?
Yes.
When did that happen?
He's hurt.
1 o'clock. I think Baltimore had a press conference at 1 o'clock.
Is that right? No. Got a lot of emails here.
A lot of emails.
You're pulling Eric. Thank God you're back. More Kyle, less Eric. What happened to the list of problems?
Wow. That's gonna hurt more than anything we've ever said.
Let me just state for the record that you are a lot better than Kyle.
I agree.
Thanks. What happened to that list of prospects with your note on each guy? If it's on that useless excuse
Chris
of a website,
Ferreira?
I apologize.
Yeah, is this from Chris?
Ferreira is a son of a bitch.
It'll be posted tomorrow.
See, he's getting blamed for you guys not doing your job.
It'll be posted tomorrow.
Why did you give Chris such a hard time about that?
I did my job.
Yes, you did. You gave him a really hard time.
I had that spreadsheet.
Who told you that, Chris?
I saw the emails.
Right. And that's why I replied to all when I replied my answer. I got the email.
Just trying to get content up on the site. You guys wanted to do it.
Within
Fred,
4 hours of me receiving the email for the first time, I posted my comments.
Fred, he asked me the day before, and I said, we're going to get it done in the next couple of days. You know, I was gone for a week. We're doing other stuff for the web. It'll be up there.
Vacation's got in the way.
That was the big problem was Andy was on vacation and he had the spreadsheet.
All right, well, that's going to be it for this edition of PFW in Progress. I just gave Gary a heart attack. We will see you next Tuesday.